Welcome to the house, Terry Everbent.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our bioprint services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Sixteen teams remain in the Tito Bless the Boy playoffs after half the field was eliminated in last week's opening round, and the 8-3 Clay County Bulldogs find themselves in the second round for the first time in 22 years. This year's Black and Gold squad has already accomplished much, but they could put their stamp on Bulldog history with a win tonight. Head coach Jake Johnson and his pack of rabbit hounds are playing for the chance to be the program's ninth team to win nine or more games, and only the second squad to advance beyond the Sweet 16. To accomplish these lofty goals, the Clay Canyons have journeyed 130 miles over the Cumberland Plateau, down the Sequatchie Valley, and within a stone's throw of Alabama, to South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, home of the five-time state champion 10-0 Pirates. Head coach Vic Grider and his team are outscoring their opponents 51-8, and their sights are set on a sixth gold ball. We're here to call it all and find out whose dreams are going to be fulfilled and who's going to go up in flames as the South Pittsburgh Pirates and the Clay County Bulldogs meet for the sixth time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County Turns to Us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our 12th broadcast this season of live Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network. For the sixth time this year and the first time in postseason play, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Joining me tonight, as always, are my two constituents, the first of which is our network producer and laptop liaison, Rob Edwards.
Thanks for the introduction, Daniel. Good to be down here in South Pittsburgh. Nice facility they have.
It
sure
is. Certainly is. Also joining me is our analyst, statistician, and clipboard commander, Thomas Weaver.
Well, you're getting creative, Daniel. As Coach said, we're back on the road, guys, and we're here in the Mecca tonight, the pit, I think they call it, and what an atmosphere it's going to be. You know, South Pittsburgh sets the standard for small-town football, and there's no place I'd rather be for this bonus round football Friday night than here with you two guys, and I appreciate y'all taking the time all year long. Couldn't do it without you.
We're glad to be here, and you're right. This is where you want to be. All roads in the east lead through South Pittsburgh, so if you're here, you're doing something right.
That's right. And I also appreciate one of my best friends and old pirate, Terry Everett. He's welcomed us in. He's standing over here in the corner behind us, and we appreciate him hooking us up with Coach Grider. And these digs here tonight are probably the best we've seen maybe in the history of the Horizon Sports Network.
It's the nicest single-A stadium and press box area that I can recall.
I'll agree with you. We went to Finley Stadium last year, and we're pretty impressed. And, on a smaller scale, this is just as good, Daniel.
It is.
And also appreciate his recommendation for a pregame meal. Had a pretty good meal down there at Steve Areno's earlier on, and enjoyed that, being amongst the Pirates, unfortunately, though.
Yeah, they weren't too much bothered by our presence. I don't think they feel we're much of a threat.
They may not. They may not. And, we got a threat coming in here, guys. We know that. And, boy, do these Bulldogs have a big opportunity tonight. Not only can they become the second-ever team to get to the third round, like you said, Daniel, but they got a chance to shock the world, guys. And I can't think of a team that's got a better chance to pull something off like that than this one. They've got what it takes when it comes to the mentality. And you know what? They might just get it done.
They can. Stranger things have happened. This is a good Bulldog football squad. They're going up against a team that used to be in here in the second round. Typically, South Pitt's just getting their season started at this point.
Right. Well, they're the measuring stick. You know, the Pirates, they're whatever team wants to be, and it's going to be a tall task. And they've got a Mr. Football semifinalist in the form of the speedy Ronto Tempton, and they've got all the horses to go along with him, Daniel.
They do. They're solid top to bottom. They're spread out from seniors all the way down to younger players, and it's just kind of a next man up mentality down here. If somebody goes down, they've got somebody to replace him.
They do. But you know what, guys? This Bulldog team we've got, they've got the heart, the grit, and the guts, and they're here as one of the last 16 teams in Class A standing to give it their all tonight. They're not going to lay down for anybody. And as we saw with the mighty Wildcats going down last week, anything can happen when you strap them on and lace them up in the postseason.
That's right. Nobody expected that. Nobody's going to expect it tonight. But Clay County just might come out of here heading on to the quarterfinals.
They could. And, of course, there's somebody else who's always giving it their all for us, and that's and our listeners, not just us, Daniel, but they can make it all happen, and that's our long list of generous sponsors, and we can't thank them enough. And, you know, since we're talking about good meals earlier on, Daniel, I must say they're kind of the pepperoni to our pizza, so to speak, or maybe even the chicken to our Parmesan. You know, that's kind of a couple of the dishes we had down there at Steve Areno's earlier, when we wouldn't have had any of it without them. They make it all happen.
Very thankful for them. We love doing this, but we couldn't do it without them.
No doubt. We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where all of this started, you know, the Horizon Sports Network. is just an extension of what we'd put out in print every week, Daniel, and we want to encourage folks to follow up our broadcast tonight for a wrap-up of tonight's game in the paper. And up next, as we do every broadcast in the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper last week or this week in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's playoff win over Sail Creek last week. Coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hollow Horizon. You know, Daniel, that headline read, "Dogs Double Down on Sail Creek, Turn a Shot at Number 1 Ranked South Pittsburgh." And the story talked about how Clay County took full advantage of their opportunity to host the first ever playoff game on John Teagle's Field, with a 28-2 victory over Sail Creek that moved them to 8-3 on the season and earned the Dogs the right to move on to the second round for the seventh time in school history and face top-ranked South Pittsburgh, who are the odds-on favorite to win it all. But Clay County head coach Jake Johnson said he didn't expect his Bulldogs to lay down and roll over for the Pirates. They're very disciplined in the things they do. They're extremely athletic, and they've got speed that we've not seen all year. It's definitely going to be a challenge, the coach said about South Pittsburgh. But the mentality of these kids is what makes them so strong, and they're not going to back down from anybody. That's just not what they do, and I don't think they ever will. It's not anything we've done to make them that way. That's just who they are. It's bred in them, and they never give up. And you know, Daniel, they needed some of that mentality last Friday night in their playoff opener, too, as Sail Creek's size kind of slowed them down for a little while. But they found a way like they always do and went on to dominate, as your summary is going to show.
It does. Clay County battled through a scoreless first period before putting together a 14-play, 65-yard scoring drive to take a lead they would never relinquish against the Panthers. Freshman Alec Kerr got it started with multiple outside runs, and Jake Ashcock capped it with a 16-yard touchdown strike snatched out of the air by junior Bryson Burchett. Senior Will Ogletree then pounded in the two-point conversion, and the Dogs claimed an 8-0 lead with just under 6 minutes remaining in the first half. The Clay County defense, which turned Sail Creek back on all of their possessions prior to intermission, then produced the Bulldogs' second score. Kerr picked off a Panther pass and followed a Clay County convoy to the end zone for a pick-six touchdown before Ashok found senior White Burks for the two-pointer, and the Dogs headed into the break up 16-9. Then in the third quarter, following a Panther punt, Sophomore Carson Sharp broke runs of 23 and 18 yards to set up the first touchdown of junior lineman Dalton Goad's career when he took it across the stripe from a yard out to make it 22-0. Sail Creek finally dented the scoreboard early in the fourth quarter to make it 22-2 when they got a safety immediately following a Clay County goal line stand. But the Panther momentum didn't last. Freshman Keaton Arms turned a Goad-forced fumble into a 50-yard scooping score on Sail Creek's ensuing possession to put the game away. Final score, Clay County 28, Sail Creek 2.
Clay County's pretty dominant, and they finished with a total of 224 yards on 39 plays, including 28 rushes for 146 yards and a touchdown, and 78 yards and a touchdown through the air. Ashlock accounted for all those yards passing on 11 of 21 passing there, had a touchdown and interception. He had completions to Kerr, 5 for 29 yards, Burks, 3 for 19 yards and a two-pointer, Bryson Burchett, 1 for 16 yards, a touchdown. Freshman Jimmy Burchett, 1 for 14 yards. And freshman Joseph Markham caught one ball for 0 yards. Sharp was the leading rusher with 8 carries for 83 yards, while Ogletree had 9 carries for 27 yards in a two-point conversion. Kerr carried 4 times for 18 yards. Ashlock, 3 for 7 yards. Markham, 2 for 10. And Goad's big 1-yard touchdown rounded out the ground game. Arms led the way defensively with 8 tackles and that scooping score. Burks recorded 7. Goad had 6 and 2 forced fumbles. And both junior John Copeland, who had a sack and a tackle for loss, and sophomore Wade Coons made 5 stops apiece. Kerr's pick 6, and along with senior Wesley Walker had a sack, both had 3 tackles, while Markham, who had a sack and a tackle for loss, and Bryson Burchett had 2 apiece. Sharp, junior Colin Dotson, and sophomore Andrew Burks also recorded 1 stop each. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. I also want to ask you to remind your friends we're on the air tonight. If you're listening, copy the link, text it to them, post it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can put it, guys, and we sure would appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of the Carcrest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Pirates in the round of 16, here on the road in South Pittsburgh on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we support.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. It's time for A Bite of Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. We'll now look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. And the Bulldogs have made 22 appearances in the Tita Blessed Away playoffs, first in 1983 and most recently, of course, this year. Their playoff record currently is 9-21. Their furthest advancement was the semifinals in 1985. The Pirates have made 37 appearances in the TWS away playoffs, first back in 1969 when the playoff system first began, and most recently, of course, this year. Their playoff record is a whopping 79-31, and they've advanced the state championship game 11 times, winning gold 5 times, those being in 1969 during that inaugural year. Terry Everett, as Thomas was talking about earlier, he's standing here alongside us. He was a member of that first ever Tennessee Single A football championship squad. They also won it in 94, 99, 07, and most recently in 2010. These teams are meeting for the sixth time in their histories. First squaring off for a pair of games in 1983 and 84. Then they met in the semifinals in 85. And then they had a pair of first-round meetings in 2008 and 2014. The Bulldogs are 1-4 in the series with the Pirates, with their sole win coming in that debut meeting back in 1983 by a score 26-0. The Black and Gold ride that losing streak into tonight's contest against the Pirates. Thomas, we've got a few names here, four different ones. I'll let you share them from the Pirate Bulldog series.
Well, the best passer against the Pirates came in 2014 when Josh Endicott threw for 154 yards against them in that playoff game, I think. And then sack leader, 1983, Joel Watson had 3 sacks against the Pirates in that win. And then interceptions, Kevin Watson, who's a Hall of Famer, probably mostly for his quarterback play and so on and so forth, had 2 interceptions in 1984 in a loss to the Pirates. And then the longest kickoff return touchdown against South Pittsburgh by a Bulldog was T.J. Key, who returned one from 85 yards out back in 2008.
Folks, we're going to go to break, come back, and do a longer portion of our Valley Bulldog history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, going to continue about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques. Last week we turned the spotlight onto the first round playoff games of Bulldog Past. This week we'll chronicle the second round meetings that the Black and Gold have found themselves in over the years. So the first one, coming back in 1985, we had defeated in the first round Friendship Christian by a score 26-7. And we've got some newspaper articles from each of these rounds. Want to go ahead and read some portions of those. This was a contest against Franklin Road Academy out of Nashville, held in Salina. Thomas, I'll let you share some of that article.
Well, the headline from the Tennessean said the FRA falls to Salina 21-18. And it says, sensational Jimmy Hull returned the second half opening kickoff for 89 yards and a touchdown here last night, rallying Salina to a 27-18 win over Franklin Road Academy in the Class A state playoffs. Solana, now 10-2, had trailed the Nashville visitors 18-6 at halftime, but Hull's explosion turned the momentum, and the host scored all three of the game's second-half touchdowns. Hull scored a touchdown on a 9-yard run later in the third period, and a William Markham returned a pass interception 55 yards for another Solana score. The Markham interception came in the last seconds of the game and ended FRA attempts to pull the game out of the fire. Franklin Road, ending its season with a 10-2 record, had taken the lead on the first half by touchdowns by Shane George and Todd Cato. Solana travels next week to Knox Catholic, which is 11-1, and we know what happened there, Daniel. But what about the pick six from William Markham turning the tide in that game?
One of only two interceptions, I believe, thrown by Franklin Road's quarterback that season. So pretty amazing. And that we know what happens with the rest of that year. Bulldogs go on to semifinal fame. They have the probably the biggest win in Bulldog history on the road against Knox Catholic the next week. And they did fall to the Pirates in the semifinals.
They did, and we talked about it on the way down here. Kind of a sentimental thing for some of those old Bulldogs from the 85 squad coming here tonight. I know they probably put a little bug in the ear of these current Bulldogs.
That's exactly right. Those seniors, that would have been their last game. Next second round action happened in 1987. Solana had knocked off Watertown in the first round. Then again, they met Franklin Road Academy. This was a 10-1 Rebel squad facing a 7-3 Bulldog squad. A little bit of Tennessee in coverage prior to the contest. As a Rebel player is saying that we have become known for our passing game this season, but against Solana, we're going to try to mix it up and rely more on our running game, which isn't bad either. They've got a big team, especially in the line. Solana will probably come out and try to overpower us, so we're going to have to try and get our assignments right and beat them with our quickness. And then we see a quote from John Carlisle, a great former Bulldog. His quote about that game, last year Westmoreland put us out in the first round, but we returned all but four starters from that team, and we expected to advance further this season. Naturally, we're concerned with FRA's 10-1 record. For passing, their quarterback, Matt Woodard, will be the best we faced, but we haven't been up against that many passing-oriented teams. This was a close football game back in 1987 in the second round. Thomas, I'll let you share some information about it.
Well, the article headline actually really wasn't a headline. It's one of those game summaries that we can't find in the newspaper anymore,
right,
unfortunately. So Franklin Road 10, Solana 6. Franklin Road Academy won a defensive battle from visiting Solana last night, moving into next week's TSSAA Class A quarterfinals. FRA led 10-0 at halftime and held on for the victory, which pushes the Rebels' record to 11-1. Matt Woodard hit Todd Glisson on a 6-yard scoring pass in the first period for a 7-0 Rebels lead. And then David Haar, who had booted the first conversion, made a 20-yard field goal in the second period. That was all the scoring, but not all the drama. Solana scored in the third period on a 24-yard pass from Stephen Arms to John Carlisle, but FRA blocked a conversion kick and started a string of great FRA defensive moves. The Rebels held off Solana at the 4-yard line in the third quarter and the 2-yard line, Daniel, with 1:04 left in the game. A fourth down pass falling incomplete in the FRA end zone. So two goal line stands by the Rebels sealed the Dogs' fate that night.
Had their chances. Next second round action we see was 2 years later in 1989. Solana had knocked off Crownsdale in the opening round to advance on and meet Donaldson Christian Academy in the second round. DCA ends up being the state runner up that year. Coach Russell Richardson had a quote talking about the nasty weather that was had that week. They was forced inside the gym to practice a lot during that week. This was a 10-0 DCA team, a 10-1 Solana team. DCA was led by Lorenzo Scooter Edwards, who had rushed for almost 4,000 career yards. And, Thomas, this is not one of those nights that the three seniors on the squad, Jason Narhead Hamilton, Bobby Tupi Kerr, and Stephen Arms, particularly like to remember. DCA had a good night that night. Headline in that one read that Edwards has three touchdowns and runs for 161 yards. It was played in Solana, says Lorenzo Edwards scored three touchdowns and rushed for 161 yards as Donaldson Christian Academy battered Solana 42-16 to advance to the Class A state playoff quarterfinals. Chuck Reasonover also had a pair of touchdowns and punt returns of 27 and 28 yards for DCA. which led 35-8 at halftime. Jason Hamilton scored both line of touchdowns, one of a 5-yard run in the second quarter, the other of an 11-yard run in the third. And Salina finished that season 10-2. Like we said, DCA, the state runner-ups that year, they lost to Hollow Rock Brewston by a score of 21-6. The very next season, 1990, Salina had a 10-0 perfect year. They had knocked off Friendship Christian in the first round of the playoffs. Thomas, this was a time that was pretty special to Bulldog fans. We had just completed the second ever undefeated season for Bulldog squad, and realistically the goal was a state championship. There was an article midweek before that second round game that talked about Clay County or Salina being 11-0, and Russell Richardson at that time already sick had announced after that season he would retire. That whole team and the whole community wanted to go, win state for them, and they were playing a team in Franklin Road Academy that they had beaten back in week two.
Yeah, they were, Daniel, and you know, this was the team at the time. You had the teams of the 80s, this was the team of the 90s right here, and you know, it was a tough one.
It was.
No doubt about it. I was in the stands for that one. It's one of my great memories as a young man. And this article that you dug up, Daniel, it says Warner's Dash Ice's victory for FRA 21-13. And it's written by Jim White, who's now the Titans beat writer. Franklin Road Academy's Jeff Warner was a time bomb just waiting to go off. And for the Rebels, he exploded just at the right time, propelling them to a 21-13 win over a pesky Salina team in the second round of the TSSAA Class A state football playoffs. With the Rebels hanging on to a precarious 14-7 lead late in the fourth quarter, Warner ripped around the left end, romping 62 yards on a 3rd-and-8 play for a touchdown. It was a play designed just to eat up some of the clock, but it gave Franklin Road team some cushion, which it used to move on to the state quarterfinals. With the win, Franklin Road Academy avenged an early season loss, like you said, of 20-7 at the hands of Salina. It was a tough game in which the big play was absent until Warner's dramatic and decisive run. Salina jumped on the scoreboard first, capping an 80-yard, 18-play drive to take a 7-0 lead. The points came on a 5-yard run by Brian Burchett. Burchett led the Bulldogs in rushing, and they ran 21 times for 91 yards. FRA answered on the ensuing possession from senior quarterback Michael Malone, snuck the ball from the 1 yard out, snuck it in, and hit the PAT. It didn't make the PAT, and Salina still held on to a 7-6 lead. FRA's defense held and gave the ball back to their offense late in the second quarter. The Rebels proceeded to drive the ball 81 yards on 8 plays, and Malone, the son of former Vanderbilt quarterback David Malone, then hit Grady Cannon for the 2-point conversion after that score, giving FRA the 14-7 lead. You know, the Rebels never trailed after that point, relying on their solid defense to shut down the Bulldogs, holding them twice in the fourth quarter, turning them over on downs, Daniel. And, you know, Clay County drove several, or Clay County, we keep saying it.
Right.
It's a Salina Bulldogs at that time. They had opportunities, just couldn't capitalize. It was just a heartbreaker, Daniel.
This shows you how close quickly I'll share those scores. FRA beat Salina 21-13. Then they beat Knox Webb 28-24, another close game. They lose to Trousdale 18-14, and Trousdale wins the state championship 14-7. So Trousdale actually winning it, but Salina, we didn't meet Trousdale that year, but we were up to that caliber, just had that hiccup. Two other times we had played in the second round, that was 1991, when we lost to FRA. That time it was 43-6.
Pretty ugly.
It was, and FRA was state champs that year. And then the last time prior to the night, 1997, a team that I was on, and we went down to Trousdale County. They were 12-0. They rolled through us, went on to be 15-0 that year, state champs. So hopefully tonight we will see that history does not repeat itself, and Clay County now will move forward on to that third round. They've only done it one time before. Folks, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here on the CarQuest Free Game Show, and now it's time for How They Fare from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burke.
Well, guys, we start with Monroe County, Kentucky last week. They lost to Clinton County 14-7. In a game that both of you gained a game on me in our little contest. But
I saw the opening when you picked the Falcons.
Yeah. So Monroe finished the season at 5-6. They're done for the year. Clinton County goes on to play at Edmondson County tonight in a rematch earlier from earlier in the season, which they lost 13-0 to Edmondson County.
Is that playoffs up there?
I suppose it is, yeah.
So a bowl game last week for them.
No, I think that was playoff last week.
Oh, okay.
I think I announced it as a bowl game,
but
it was actually a playoff bracket.
All right.
Had us all confused.
So second round of the KHSSA playoffs for them.
That is correct. They're currently 7-3, the Clinton County Bulldogs are. Joe Burns finished their season last week right here where we're at this week. They finished at 2-9 after a 48-7 to these Pirates here at South Pittsburgh. They are now done for the season. Gordonsville High School went to Copper Basin last week, pulled off the upset, I guess you would say, 20-6 over Copper Basin.
It's not an upset when we all pick it.
Well, if you look at records, it was an upset. But okay. If you look at the seeding, yeah. But I agree with you. Yeah, it's we all picked them, so we had faith in the Tigers last week.
Unfortunately.
Gordonsville's currently 4-7. They host 3-8 Whitwell tonight. Westmoreland lost last week 54-0 to the Tyner Rams. They finished their season at 5-6. Monterey High School finished their season last week, surprisingly to many, at 10-1 after a 21-7 loss to Whitwell. And the Sail Creek Panthers last week lost to Clay County, as we talked about earlier, 28-2, finished their season at 4-7. And that's a abbreviated version of how they fared last week, guys. We are going to pick a few games tonight. Nolensville, 9-2, is at Livingston Academy tonight.
I'm going to take Nolensville in that Wildcats' perfect season coming to an end.
Well, I picked Gordonsville 2 weeks in a row. Might as well go with Hawkeye, I think, guys. They're at home. I see the bandwagon fingers swinging around there, Daniel. But hate to root for the Hawkeye, but I think they're going to win this one.
Trousdale County.
No, wait a minute. Who'd you pick?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. I picked Nolensville.
Oh, okay.
I picked Nolensville, yeah.
Well, one I might get him on.
Trousdale County at Tyner tonight. A rematch of last year's game, which Trousdale won 35-0. You want me to pick first in this one? I believe.
Jackets. I can't pick against Trousdale. Mm-hmm.
I also pick Trousdale.
Pressure's on you, Tom.
It is on me. Terry Everett's kind of filling us in on Tyner on the way over here. He said they got the athletes. They got the horses. I'm going with them tonight at home.
The Rams. Red Bank, 9-1, visits Upperman, 10-1 tonight. I'm going with the alma mater, Upperman.
I'll take Red Bank. Red Bank and upset me on that one.
Might as well make it to Chattanooga area. Sweet, guys. Red Bank taking out the bees.
And last one, we're going to pick Whitwell at Gordy tonight.
That's kind of like last week, guys. Probably shouldn't pick that one because the Tigers are going to roll at home.
Which Tigers? At home, you said. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's a tough one. Gordonsville playing in Gordonsville's tough to beat. I'm going to go Whipple. I think Whipple continues the Cinderella run through the playoffs.
You just dropped another one.
He's falling farther back. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 18 and a half minutes from kickoff. We hope you stay with us after these words from our sponsor.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal. Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show. an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lieber, a game-time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's postseason road trip to AP number one ranked South Pittsburgh, where the 8-3 Dogs will take on the 10-0 Pirates in the second round of the playoffs. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, this one makes a dozen, and we appreciate you sitting down with us all year long to talk it over each week.
Hey, man, as usual, welcome to be here, Thomas. I'm glad to have the opportunity to make 12.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we're in uncharted waters for this Inside the Locker Room segment. Your team's just one of 16 left standing in Class A, and deservedly so the way they played this year.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, these are things that we had, you know, we checked along the way. You know, the goals we talked about earlier on, you know, if you host a playoff game, you're more than likely to win it. And, you know, that's something that's not been done in a number of years. And these guys have played. They played hard. And I'm proud of them. I'm proud of every single thing they've done this year.
You should be, you know, and we're sitting here because they dominated again last week against a formidable foe that made the trip north to John Teeples Field, a much-improved Sail Creek Panther team they were, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we played them last season during the regular season, and, man, the difference in that team is just, for one, the size. I mean, their linemen were gigantic. Had a nose guard that was roughly, what, 6'7"? Literally 370 pounds on roster, and I believe it.
Yeah, no doubt. I underestimated him on the broadcast. I think Daniel read the stats off, and it was actually you did too, 6'8", 390-something, I think.
It was up there.
He was.
And they still had some other large kids. I mean, that was diminished. You know, when we went out to the for the coin toss, you know, Jake Ashlock is 6'4", with cleats on. He's looking up at the guy. So,
right.
You know, they've done a really good job there getting more kids interested in playing, and they're sound in what they do, and they're up and coming.
No doubt about it. And, you know, that 28-2 victory, it didn't necessarily come easy, Coach, and thanks in part to that size they had up front.
Well, and any time, it's hard to move the football whenever. Heck, they had three down linemen. You know, they run the same defense that we do, scheme-wise, and they occupy blocks. They demand double teams. And, you know, that gave us some problems earlier on and try to get things established in the run game. But per usual, you know, we held on, and honestly, it just came down to we lined up in the old smokestack and just run it right at them. And, you know, that's something our kids enjoy, is just running right at people.
Well, with that, you know, your team found a way, and it came from a wide array of guys, just like it always has all year long. Bryson Burchett had a big touchdown catch. Dalton Goad had his first score of the year, and then the two defensive touchdowns from a pair of freshmen, Alec Kerr and Keaton Arms. So, you know, week in, week out, it's somebody different.
It's always somebody different, and that's the good thing. And that's when you know you've got a team mentality. That's when you know you've got guys that do their job, you've got guys that hustle and work, is when it is always somebody different. And, you know, nobody's hogging the spotlight. You know, it's not about that. It's about winning. It's about being together. It's about being a team.
And we all know that was the first ever home playoff game here on John Teeples Field. But it resulted in the first playoff win in over two decades, Coach. You know, that's special. And you've talked about it all year. These kids are special, too.
Well, they are. And you know, they've got talent. But, you know, talent doesn't necessarily win you ball games all the time. It's their mentality. It's how they work. It's how they approach the day-to-day is what makes them special, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you, and you saw it there last Friday night. You know, the cold temperatures had a pretty good crowd out that night. And, you know, it was just a special atmosphere. As I said on the broadcast,
That's where a home or a first-round playoff game is supposed to be, right there in Salina, Tennessee.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope that, you know, we've laid the foundation for many to come. You know, I don't want this to be, you know, the ceiling. I hope to where we can get to a point to where, you know, we expect things like that. We expect to, you know, just build. And that's what we talk about all year long is these senior guys, these upperclassmen, they're the cornerstone for what we're trying to build.
Sure.
And, you know, the number one thing I told them from the beginning is, you know, viewing things as success is it better than how you found it? And absolutely with these guys.
No doubt about it. And of course, the reward for making history here last Friday night is a trip down to the pit, they call it, to face the odds-on favorite to win it all. Coach, this South Pittsburgh team, they're the real deal, aren't they?
Pretty good. They're pretty good. You know, there's no other way to cut it. They're very complete. They're deep in a lot of positions. But, you know, they can only put 11 on the field just like we can.
Right.
You know, there's some things to where we feel like we can do a few things here and there, but it's going to be a tall task. You know, it's really a measuring stick, you know, to understand, you know, we played this area to see where we stack up. You know, it's going to be good for our kids to see, you know, the level of play, the level of tradition, and things like that we want to get to.
Right. They kind of set the standard.
Set the standard. You know, they're almost, in a way, it's similar to a Trousdale County of their area.
Right. But like you said in the newspaper, and we've talked about it all year long, you know, this Bulldog team, your guys, they're not going to go down there and lay down and roll over for anybody. I don't care who they are, Coach.
No, and if you beat them, you just got to beat them. I mean, that's just case in point. You know, we make mistakes at times, but it doesn't get in their head. It doesn't rattle them. It doesn't bother them. They don't get down on themselves. It's one play to the other. And that's how you got to be. And, you know, people are going to make plays. You just got to answer. I mean, it's a mentality of what we always used to say, and usually this applies to the quarterback position, is always the snap and clear.
Right.
You know, after we snap it again, hey, let's clear the last one out. Good, bad, ugly, no matter what happened, it's done. It's over. We can do nothing about it. Let's move on to the next one.
And I think that mentality is going to be important tonight just because we know they're explosive. You know, we're not going to shut them out. They're going to score a few points. I think it may come down to responding once you get down.
Yeah. You're exactly right. The thing about them, too, is they're very good defensively as well. I mean, it's going to be a battle of two really good defenses. You know, they don't do anything incredibly complex offensively, but they hustle. I mean, they've got linemen, you know, blocking downfield consistently. They've got, you know, it's a full team buy-in with the things that they're doing.
Right.
It's going to be a challenge.
And we talked about this team, and, you know, their heart's going to go a long way in this one for sure. But how's it break down, Coach, when it comes to X's and O's? What's the game plan tonight going up against Goliath?
Well, I mean, let's empty both barrels. You know, anything, you know, you can't hold anything back at this point in the year. And, you know, we're just going to play our game. And, you know, it's got us this far. It's had the most success in our school, our building's history. And that's something to say. You know, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. Obviously, you put new wrinkles and do things different every week. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we are who we are and we do what we do.
Well, sounds good, Coach. Hope you enjoy the road trip and everything goes well there. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. And good luck tonight down in South Pitt. Folks, the plan is to be back here with Coach Johnson next week to preview the Dogs' third-round playoff game. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmore Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can beat the Pirates tonight. Thomas, let's break it down. Offense first.
Well, offensively, I think that's what's going to be tough for here for Clay County. You know, South Pittsburgh, they're athletic, they're fast all over the field. But what do you do against speed, Daniel? You go right at it. And I think that's what Clay County has to do tonight. I think up front, they're not huge. So I think we match up pretty well there. And we've got some guys with some grit up there. We've talked about this team, and that's where the standard set in that line with Dalton Gold and Wade Coons and Seth Eads on that side of the ball. So straight ahead tonight, maybe get it on the perimeter quick, you know, something out of the shotgun, just turn and throw and get it in the hands of Alan Kerr, maybe Bryson Burchett on a slant. But basically, straight at them, try to run the clock. But little ball control, Daniel, like you talked about, let that clock click down before you snap it here. Keep it a lower scoring game, basically.
I hope we see that. What about defense?
Now, on the defense side of the ball, again, comes down to that front line. These guys got the speed on the outside, so it's about trying to control the line of scrimmage and get them stopped before they get started because they're explosive. You know, once they get out there and they get loose, they're going to take it the distance most of the time. So it's just about up front. This Clay County defense, we've said it all year, they're the identity of this Bulldog team. It's on their shoulders tonight to slow down this pirate attack.
Overall key?
Overall, you just got to come in here. Most teams, when they get off the bus, they're beat when they come to the pit here tonight. Clay County's not going to be that way. They don't lay down. They don't roll over. Just like Coach said, they're going to fight with all they got tonight, and overall, that's what it's going to be. They're going to score some points. South Pitt may get up two scores real quick, maybe in the second quarter. We've got to come back, limit their offense, their explosives, and keep the game in reach and get into the second half, Daniel. That's going to be the overall key.
All right. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature kickoff, 47 degrees. At halftime, 46. At the end of the game, 44. Humidity is 51%. No precipitation has fallen in South Pittsburgh today, and none is expected throughout the kickoff. It is breezy. There's a wind out of the north at 8 miles an hour. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll immediately jump into the full coverage final word when we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Coach, make sure you cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, I think just along the lines of what you and Thomas have said the whole pregame, we got to slow down the Pirates. Got to get past the mental part of it first. I think these young guys that we have they're not afraid of them, but I don't think they'll back down from them. But I think if you do make a mistake or two, you can't hang your head and just say it's over with. So I think you got to fight for the entire game and. Don't beat yourself, essentially.
All right. That's the full coverage final word. Sponsored by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll take the opportunity here before we wrap up the Kirk West pregame show to bring you the State Farm starting lineups for Clay County on both sides of the ball. They are brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. On offense, the line up front, left or right, junior, Wade Coons. Freshman, Levi Garrett. Junior center, Seth Eads. Junior, Dalton Gold. And freshman, John Hamilton. Wide receiving core, senior, White Burks. Junior, Bryson Burchett. And freshman, Jimmy Burchett. The fullback, when we choose to use one, will be senior, Wesley Walker. Starting running back, senior, Will Ogletree. And the quarterback, senior, Jake Ashok. On the defensive side of the ball, the All-State junior, Dalton Gold at nose guard. Defensive tackles, senior Wesley Walker and sophomore Wade Coons. Inside backers, senior White Burks, junior John Copeland, and freshman Keaton Arms. Outside backers, junior Bryson Burchett, freshman Joseph Markham. Cornerback, sophomore Carson Sharp, freshman Jimmy Burchett, and the safety, freshman Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Solana Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Shack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our buyer friend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The CarQuest pregame show is over, and it's time for second round football action here in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee tonight. The home team Pirates are dressed in all black. They have orange numerals on their jerseys, orange face masks, and a big orange P on the side of those black helmets. Clay County, the visiting squad, dressed in their travel white uniforms with black numerals. They have on black pants and black helmets with the gold C on the side. South Pittsburgh will be receiving the football to start this contest. They are very potent on the offensive side of the football, scoring 51 points per game on average during this 2019 season. But the Clay County defense only allowing 6 points per game through this season as well. Something's going to have to give tonight as these two teams meet. Alec Kerr is going to take care of the kickoff responsibilities for the Bulldogs. He puts football on the tee, going to be kicking off from left to right as we're here in the press box at South Pittsburgh tonight.
Daniel, what an atmosphere this is. We talked about it in the pregame show. This is the mecca of single-A football down here. We've seen the fireworks. We've heard the cannons go off. But let me tell you something. Clay County's come to play here tonight. Let's see if they can get a good start on the defensive side of the ball, like you said, against this explosive South Pittsburgh Pirate team.
Definitely need to try to minimize the big play. And here's the kick. Kerr puts it away. The ball's going to be fielded by the Pirates at their own 20-yard line. Here comes their turn man, 25-30. And he is up to the 40, 45-50, 45-40, 35. He is knocked out of bounds by Colin Dodson, I believe, was the tackler for the Bulldogs. We'll credit him, number 37, it looked like. South Pitt going to take possession of the football in Bulldog territory to start this drive. They'll have a short field.
They didn't even need an offensive play, Daniel. They get an explosive on the opening kickoff. That's what we're talking about with these Pirates. But it looks like it might coming back as Laundrie's on the field.
Holding did take place around midfield. I think it'll be stepped off from the Pirate 48. Should set them up on their own 38 or so to start this drive. We'll call it the Pirate, 38.
Big break for Clay County right there. You know, just to start on an even playing field and not have that kickoff, huge return by the Pirates. Now they're backed up inside their own territory, Daniel.
Sanders, the junior quarterback under center, looks to pass on first down. Ball's away and caught in the left flat immediately. The tackle made, though, by Carson Sharp. The sophomore doing a nice job. South Pitt starting with a little quick pass. They did complete it for minimal gain, perhaps four. We'll have to check the spot. It does set now at the Pirate 43. So pick up a five, setting up second and five.
Sharp playing off just a little bit there, Daniel, but he also lost his footing on that one and gave the Pirates the five-yard gain.
The ball sits at the left hash, closest to us here from the press box. It is second and five at the Pirate 43. Sanders under center, wing to either side, motion in the backfield, left or out, handoff to the fullback up the gut. He's got room across midfield down to the 40 where he's brought down by Joseph Markham. The ball carrier, number 21, Cameron Trussell, a senior fullback.
What a hole, Daniel. I mean, I think I could have run through that one. Coach Johnson talked about it all week long, the blocking of the South Pittsburgh Pirate team and how from every position they get on their blocks, and you saw it right there. It was a big hole opened up.
Sanders under center, tied into the right, wide out to the left, double wing set, fullback behind him. Hand off to the wing back around left side. He picks up a few yards before he's brought down by a host of dogs. Primary tackler going to be Keaton Arms. Accompanying him was Alec Kerr.
Pretty good job by the Bulldogs right there, Daniel. Kind of strung that one out, stayed flat. Arms doing a good job, and Kerr coming up to finish it off to bring up second down here.
Second and five now as the ball does set at the Bulldog 35-yard line. 10-15 and ticking in this opening quarter. Still scoreless here. Sanders going to be under center. A wing to either side, tight end left, a wide out to the right. Motion in the backfield from left to right. Hand off to the number seven, the wing back around right side. He cuts back against the grain, has the first down and a little bit more. He is brought down, though, at the Bulldog 20. Thomas was the tackler, Jimmy Burchett.
I think it was. Daniel, that's the first time we've seen the Mr. Football semifinalist, Ronto Tipton, right there. And you can see why he's up for that award. Got through the hole, made a move, and got to the second level. He's got the speed and the move.
9:38 and ticking. Ball at the edge of the red zone for the Pirates at the Bulldog 20, first and 10. South Pitt breaks huddle. Sanders going to be under center again. Tied in the wing to the left, wide out in the wing to the right. Motion in the backfield from right to left. Hand off to fullback up the middle. He has about 7 yards, and he's brought down. Wesley Walker's in on it. I think the primary stopper, though, was Keaton Arms again.
It was Arms coming up. You know, he had a huge game last week in his first game back. Daniel, 8 tackles on that huge scooping score. And he's really sticking his nose in here. That's 2 freshmen in a row making tackles. Unfortunately, they're at the second level.
Second and 2 for the Pirates at the Bulldog 12. Sanders under center. Handoff again to a wingback. He's around the left side. Clay County strings it out. The stop is made. I think he got the first down. Pirates are going to have it first and goal inside the 10. Bryson Burchett over there along with Wade Coons that would make the stop. The ball does set at the Bulldog 9.
That's twice we've seen South Pitt trying to get to the outside, and we've done a pretty good job there, Daniel. They're blowing us open up the middle. These linebackers for Clay County are going to have to step up and fill some holes because we're doing a good job on the outside, especially Burchett and Coons getting lateral.
8:48 on the clock. It is stopped as the tackle was made out of bounds. Sanders under center, first and goal from the 9. Motion in the backfield against the Pirates. That's going to help Clay County, if I'm correct. False start against the Pirates. First and goal from the 14 now. It will be for South Pittsburgh, the second penalty assessed against the Pirates, and we'll take every one of those we can get.
We will, Daniel. You know, this team usually doesn't beat itself, that's for sure. But Clay County also bows up once they get down inside the red zone defensively, and we're seeing that right here. Strung them out on the first play and then getting them make a mistake on the second.
Ball sits at the left hash, tied in and wing to the left, wide out wing to the right. Fullback in the backfield, Sanders under center, hand off to Tipton around right side. He could go to the end zone here, and he will walk in untouched. Little counterplay, nicely executed by the Pirates, and the home team goes up 6-0 at the 8:37 mark of the first quarter. Pirates complete a 7-play drive to open up this contest. They ended up going 62 yards with the football in 7 plays to do it. About 9 yards a carry on average for them. Number 14, Hunter Powers on for the extra point. That ball is going to be blocked and blown dead. Nice job by the Bulldog front line. They shot the gaps, got back there, disrupted that. So your score is 8:37 mark of this first quarter in the second round of the playoffs, South Pittsburgh 6, Clay County 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Alec Kerr drops deep to receive. From the Pirates, kicking off for them is going to be number 52, Miles Walters, a junior offensive lineman. South Pittsburgh looked pretty good, Thomas, on their first drive. Clay County making them work at it, though.
They were making them work. Kind of what we expected out of the Pirates, though, Daniel. You know, they're just solid up front, fundamental in the blocking scheme, and they just gashed us up the gut, Daniel, and then got to the outside with their feet.
Here's the kick from Walters. It's a high end over ender. Kerr's going to receive it at the 30. 35, up to the 40. Makes a man miss, brought down. Actually, the 30, not the 40. Clay County's going to take over around their own 30-yard line. We'll have to check the official spot.
Like it's right on it, Daniel.
The ball is spotted at the Bulldog 30. So Clay County takes over 70 yards away from the Pirate end zone, hoping to come down, score, and take a lead, perhaps with an extra point.
Well, Clay County just got to put together a little drive here, gain some momentum to realize they can be in this football game. And it starts here on this first offensive snap.
Ashlock going to be under center. Powerhouse backfield for Clay County. Hand off up the gut to Will Ogletree, who is lined up at tailback, and he's hit hard. Forward progress does give him 1 yard. It'll be second and 9. South Pitt looked pretty good there in the middle of that defense that time.
They look good everywhere, Daniel. They're just stout across the board, not huge up front, not huge in the linebacking core, just quick, a solid team.
Quick and athletic.
They are.
The ball at the Bulldog, 31, second 9. Ashlock goes back to the gun. Kerr and Birch is split wide to the right. I believe it's White Burke split to the left. Ogletree at the right hip of Ashlock, who is in the gun. Here's the snap, play action pass. It's Kerr on the sink. Picks up around 8, setting up what's going to be around second and 1. Second and 2, perhaps it was just 7 on the pickup. Let's check the spot.
Be third down, Daniel, but that's what we need to see out of this Clay County team. Quick passing game and hitting it up the gut. Ashlock got it on him quick, and Kerr, if he gets free, we know what he can do with it.
Ball is at the Bulldog 38, third and 2. Ashlock under center, Ogletree behind him at the fullback. Play action pass. Ashlock rolls to his right, and he's sacked for one of the first times this year. And it wasn't a powering maneuver. It was just the speed and quickness getting on to Ashlock before he had a chance to react. Clay County had a good opportunity there at 3rd and 2, and they squandered the chance with Ashlock sack. Now it's 4th and 6, and Clay County's going to have to punt the ball away. They chew up around a minute and a half of game clock. The ball sits now at the Bulldog 34-yard line, so a loss of 4 on that sack. Ashlock to punt. Here's the snap. Kick is away, end over ender, hits at the Pirate 35 and bounces out of bounds. 6:43 here in the first quarter. As South Pitt's going to take over for their second possession. They did have a 7-play scoring drive the first time they touched the football. This time they take over at their own 37-yard line.
You know, South Pittsburgh just bringing the heat on that third down play, Daniel. We kind of knew we were going to go to there at third and medium, third and long. And, just dropped too many. Didn't have enough to block them when Ashlock went down to end that drive. And here they come.
Sanders to pass on first down. 5 yards out. Nice play. Broken up by Carson Sharp. Almost a pick six for him. And I'll go ahead and tell you this. We may have 2 freshmen and a sophomore in our defensive backfield, but they account for 19 interceptions this year. And I don't care who they're playing, they can cover.
They do, Daniel. You know, you got the speed on the outside and Sanders that can get the ball out quick and does a good job. But, you know, I told Everett early on, we were kind of breaking down this game this week. I said, hey, we got some guys that can cover. I don't care how fast they are. We may see them get the best of them tonight, but they're going to be at them all night long.
2nd and 10, handoff, backs around left side, going to be brought down by Alec Kerr, who flies up mid safety position. Joseph Markham also there to help. Going to be 3rd and short for South Pitt. A huge play for the Clay County defense here. A stop would be big at this point in time. It's 3rd and 3 as the ball sets at the Pirate 44. 6:15 and ticking here on the clock. South Pitt already has a 6-0 lead midway through the first.
You got to think the Pirates are going to go up the middle here. They had the success on the first drive. We couldn't stop them, Daniel. Right here's where Dalton goes. Got to get flat, stay at home, and pinch down and force a stop here to get Clay County off the field.
Sanders under center, hands off to Tipton. He's around right side, has the first down. Not much more, though. Wade Coons there making the stop, along with about 4 other Bulldogs. I see White Burks involved. Pirates now have it directly on the 50-yard line in the middle of that black P they've got painted on the field here. Beautiful facility, as we mentioned, just an outstanding single-A venue here in Tennessee.
There's no doubt about it, Daniel. We're seeing an outstanding single A team in the form of the Pirates right here. But Clay County gaining a little momentum. You know, we're not seeing the big playability just yet.
Sanders under center, handoff again. Running back loses his footing, goes down. We'll go ahead and credit Kerr with the stop. His presence caused DeAndre Kelly, a sophomore, 6'1", 190 pounds. He's going to be a player as he moves on through his Pirate career, no doubt.
He will. Tipton is the Mr. Football semifinalist, but Kelly's the leading rusher, 51 carries on the season for 602 yards and 15 touchdowns, Daniel.
Only one fumble that he's given up. Sanders goes under center, tight end and wing to the left, wide out to the right, hand off to the fullback. He's hit hard. Keaton Arms involved with it also. White Burks. Wesley Walker comes out of that pile too. Thomas, I'm not sure who made the stop. It is going to be third and short. Another big third down. The ball is in Bulldog territory at the Clay County 42. South Pitt with it third and two. Likely four down territory, even if we did stop them.
I agree with you, Daniel. The Pirates aren't going to punt in this situation, but third and short. Let's see what Clay County's got.
Sanders under center, handoff to a wing back around left side, has the first down, has four. He's going to go to the end zone, folks. It is number two, DeAndre Kelly. He scores his 16th touchdown on this season. And South Pitt rolling here early, 12-9 at the 421 mark of this first quarter.
Got the corner sealed that time, Daniel, and got a lead kick out block, and he was gone from the start untouched about 30 yards for the score.
South Pitt going to go for two here as they lead 12-9. They break Cuddle. Sanders is going to be under center. Tight end and wing to the right, wing and a wide out to the left. Fullback behind him. Motion in the backfield. Pirates end up coming out from under center, calling a timeout. We're going to go ahead and go to break here. South Pitt in front, 12-9. When we come back, they'll have their two-point attempt.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here for this two-point attempt. Sanders under center, handoff to the fullback. He's up the middle, hit, and he gets across the goal line. Barely made it, but he did get in. South Pitt now leads 14-9 at the 421 mark of this first quarter. We'll play one more ad and return.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Back here at Pirate Field, Walters getting ready to kick off for South Pittsburgh. Home team's ahead 14-9 over the visiting Clay County Bulldogs. Clay County desperately needing to do something here on this offensive drive. They had a glimmer of hope there on their first one. Had it down to a 3rd-and-2, but Ashlock was sacked, forcing a punt. So we'll see what the Bulldogs do here with their second possession, Thomas. Perhaps Kerr can set us up with a good return.
Yeah. Kerr gets it in his hands, I think he will have a shot here, Daniel.
Kerr fields at the Bulldog 21. Here he comes. He is fast. He's hit hard at the Pirates, actually the Bulldog 35. That's where Clay County will start. Part of the big impact was Kerr's momentum as he came upfield. Couldn't have felt good, but I am confident that Kerr plenty tough enough to take that lick.
No doubt about it, Daniel. When he sees somebody coming, he accelerates, and that's what Alec Kerr did right there, and I think it was just meeting in the middle on that lick.
Clay County playing quick here. They break Cuddle. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Ashok in the gun. Hand off to Ogletree up the gut. Picks up about three before he's brought down, advancing up to around the Bulldog 38.
Sticking to the game plan, Daniel. Ogletree straight ahead, and let's see if we don't get to the outside here with Burchett.
We got 30 seconds on the play clock. I'd like to see us milking it right here. We don't do that, run another play to Ogletree for no gain up the middle. That's half a minute of this game that we could have ticked off right then, but chose to leave it on the scoreboard. I know it's the first quarter. I know typically that's something you don't see at this point, but honestly, that's what Clay County's going to have to do if they want to keep this one close, keep themselves an opportunity to stay in it. 3:25 and ticking here. Ashok in the gun. Two wide to the left, one to the right. No gain on Ogletree's second down carry. Ashok to pass. Has time. Now under pressure. Steps up, throws. Caught by Kerr. Actually, that's not Kerr. It was Jimmy Burchett. They're saying it was caught. He dropped it, and it was picked up by the Pirates for a scoop and score. I question whether that was even a complete pass.
I'm not sure they made the football move, Daniel. Of course, no replay in high school football. It was a bang-bang play, and the Pirates are on the scoreboard again.
Well, they're saying he stepped out at the one.
I stepped out at the one. All right.
Did you have a good view, Coach? Was it a completed pass to Jimmy Burchett?
Could have been a backwards pass.
That's true. It could have been a lateral.
It was
on the other side of the field, man. It's really hard to tell.
If it was a lateral, it wouldn't matter if he had possession or not. It's just a live football. Perhaps that was the case. May have been a double pass that Clay County had set up. I'm not sure. Either way, Pirates with it. First and goal from the Bulldog 1. What a tragic turn of events there for the Bulldogs. Sanders goes under center. A wing to either side. Wide out to the left. Hand off to the wing back, and he walks in. It's Kelly again, DeAndre Kelly. His second touchdown of the night. And now South Pitt goes up 20-9 over the Bulldogs. 3:01 mark of the first quarter. Definitely one of those worst-case scenarios out there.
It was, Daniel, no doubt about it there. Clay County just trying to make something happen, get it out the perimeter. Looked like Ashlock was trying to go downfield on that play, stepped up in the pocket, avoided the rush, and then just hit his outlet on the outside. Unfortunate. It was either a lateral or a completed catch and a fumble. Either way, it results in a Pirate touchdown.
Two-point attempt coming. Sanders under center, motion in the backfield from right to left. Handoff back underneath on the counter play. Clay County makes the hit, but not soon enough. Ball carrier goes into the end zone for the two-point conversion. South Pitt up 22-9 over Clay County. 3:01 left in the first quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Miles Walker's to kick off again for South Pittsburgh. Third time here in this first quarter that he'll be taking care of that responsibility. Clay County trails 22-9. I don't care what this score gets to in this contest. Clay County needs to fight. They need to dig. They need to come down here and play the whole time. You never know what can happen. Kerr receives it at around his own 15, and here he comes upfield all the way up to the 40-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. Nice return by the freshman. Clay County going to take over with decent field position. Looks like 60 yards away from their own end zone here. 2:54 remaining in this first quarter clock. Actually, they'll take over 59 yards away as the ball rests at the Clay County 41.
I hear you pleading for Clay County to fight, Daniel. They've only had the ball for 5 offensive plays. You know, the miscue on the second drive and a 3-and-out on the first. So Clay County's got a long way to go here. Not to say they can come back from this deficit, but I guarantee you they're going to put in the fight and the heart.
3 men in the backfield again. Actually, a bit of a wildcat set for Clay County. That looks like Keaton Arms into the quarterback. He picks up about 5 yards, advancing up to the Bulldog 46-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 5 for Keaton Arms on first down. Arms going to be the quarterback of the future for this Bulldog team. He'll take over those responsibilities next season. We have seen him in limited action this year. He did deal with a hip injury. And had a bit of a foot injury before that. Neither one of them major deals, but he's had to miss around 5 games this year due to those injuries.
You see Arms coming in this Wildcat set, Daniel, to get north and south. So South Pitt kind of packs it in the box against it right now. But here he comes.
Here Arms comes, picks up Clay King's first down, and he's shaking up on the tackle. He was hit low. It was a clean hit. It just took place down around his shin area. And Arms is down, hopefully not an injury. We'll have to see. We're going to go ahead and go to break here as Keaton Arms is out on the field. We'll come back quickly and give you an update on him.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We returned from break here. Keaton Arms helped off the field by a couple of coaches. I'm not sure the extent of that injury. He is on the Clay County sideline at this point. Jake Ashcock comes back in the game. Clay County with it for the first time tonight in Pirate territory, first and 10 at the South Pit 47. Screen pass set up. It's ticked off. Jake Ashcock, the only thing that can stop the return man, and he cannot do so. A pick six for the Pirates. Fourth touchdown of this first quarter for South Pittsburgh. And just onslaught at this point of black and orange and the black and gold getting it put on them. 28-0, the score. South Pitt will go for 2 here at the 1:30 mark of the first quarter. Hope Keaton Arms is okay. He was helped off the field. I don't see. He is walking on the sideline under his own power. That looks pretty good over there. He's at full speed. He is hit down low around the shin, not much padding there. Could be just needed a moment there.
Well, let's hope so, Daniel. Like you said, Arms, the quarterback of the future here for Clay County. I think you're right.
Sanders under center for the two-point attempt. Hands off to Tipton. He's around right side. Will actually be stopped short of the goal line by a host of Bulldogs. Primary stopper on that play, I believe, was Alec Kerr, who was there with first contact. A good job by the Clay County defense. However, South Pitt leads here in the first quarter, 28-0.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Second round action taking place here in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee tonight. The Pirates do lead the Bulldogs 28-0 at the 1:30 mark of this opening quarter.
Just amazing what these Pirates can do, Daniel. I mean, they're just, like you said, the floodgates have opened here. They get on you quick, and then they just keep pounding, and everything that could go wrong has, as Alec Kerr takes it and reverses field with it, Daniel, on his kickoff return.
Kerr with another great return. He advances all the way up to around the Bulldog 45. He made a spectacular running catch to start that chain of events. Then he cut back from right hash all the way to left hash, aborted a couple Pirates. So Kerr's kick return's the one bright spot thus far for the Bulldogs. He sets his team up at their own 46-yard line, where they'll take over 54 yards away from the Pirate end zone. Clay County breaks huddle. Ashlock's going to be the quarterback. He's in the gun, has two wideouts to either side. Will Ogletree sets it fullback on the right side. Jet sweep Alec Kerr around the right side. He picks up 4 yards, advancing up to midfield at the 50. We'll have to double-check the spot. Yes, at the 50, so second and 6 now after Kerr picks up 4. See some personnel changes for the Pirates here. Nothing major, no wholesale change, just a few guys going in and off. Definitely still the starting lineup for them on the field. We're under 1 minute to play here in this opening quarter at this point. Second and 6, Ashlock and company break huddle. Jake's in the gun, has two wideouts to either side, brings motion out of the backfield. It's Alec Kerr left right, fake to him, quarterback keeper. Jake gets across midfield up to the Pirate 48, a gain of 2 for him, setting up 3rd and 4. Definite 4-down territory for Clay County here at this point as they trail 28-0. 25 seconds and ticking left in this opening quarter. And the Dogs break huddle coming up, hoping to convert what would be their second first down of the contest. Keaton Arms picked up one before he went out injured on the last drive. Two wide to either side. Now make it 3 to the right as Kerr comes in motion. Screen pass set up for Will Ogletree. He has it to 50, 45, 40, 35. He goes out of bounds somewhere around the 39, it looks like. The clock does stop with 2.5 seconds on the clock as Ogletree went out of bounds. Clay County converts its second first down. And I would love to see the black and gold drive down here, put one in the end zone, and go to 28-7 here rather than 28-9.
Well, you see them, you know, they're not hanging their heads, Daniel. They're going to work right here, and that's all you can do when you get down this big early, this quick. And Clay County, you know, they're just kind of getting rolling. This is about their 8th or 10th play of the entire ball game so far. And they've got something, and they're putting it together here.
1st and 10 from the Pirate 39. Hand off to Kerr. 35, 30, 25. Can he do it? 20, 15, 10. Touchdown for Alec Kerr. If they give it to him, yes, there it is. Black and gold scores on the last play of the first quarter. They won't be shut out here in the opening frame. 28-6, and the freshman Alec Kerr has done it all so far on kick returns and carrying the football.
He has. We talked about him. If he touches the ball, he's got the ability to take it to the house at any time,
against
Daniel.
Anybody.
And he did it right here against these Pirates. Clay County finally showing a little life, getting an opportunity. This is what this Bulldog team can bring.
Ashlock under center for the two-point attempt. 3 men in the backfield behind him. Burks goes in motion right to left. Hand off to Ogletree. He's hit. He spins. He keeps going forward. He will be stopped short. 28-6, your score. Hit the end of the first quarter. Stay with us.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live in South Pittsburgh, 28-6 the score after Alec Kerr takes it 39 yards on the jet sweep to make it 28-6. Clay County with some life here. Plenty of football left. This is a Pirate team that will just get more serious, no doubt, after that Clay County score. But what a great moment for Clay County. They're down 28-0 in the first quarter, and they fight back, put points on the board. One of the few times that South Pitt's been scored on the first half this year.
Talking to Terry Everett here beside us, said only the second time all season the first team has given up a touchdown.
Really? Okay. Second time this year the varsity defense has given up a touchdown for the Pirates. Something of note.
What's of note here is, like we said going into this one, Daniel, Clay County's not going to quit. I don't care if you get up on 50-0. Alec Kerr and these freshmen and this entire team, they don't lay down for anybody. You know, South Pitt's definitely a superior athletic team here tonight, but the heart of Clay County is going to show through in this game.
I agree. Clay County attempted an onside kick there. It did not travel the 10 yards, so South Pittsburgh is going to take over. At the Bulldog 44-yard line, a short field for them. Sanders to pass on first down, going to try to go deep. Targeting number 5, Carson Schottenberger, and an interception for the black and gold. And I told you folks, no one can throw on this Bulldog secondary. Their 20th interception for their group this year. Clay County going to try to fight back in this one.
What a play by the sophomore, Daniel. We saw him break on a ball earlier on. It could have been a pick six. Just Sanders kind of led his receiver a little too far, and Sharp's got the speed to run under it. And a little momentum for Clay County down here in the pit tonight.
They do take over deep in their own territory. The ball sits 94 yards away from the Pirate end zone at the Bulldog 6. Ashlock going to be in the gun. Actually, looks like we're short one man personnel here. Thought maybe a bit of trickery was at hand, but looks like we were just actually short a player. Down to 5 seconds on the play clock. Ashlock going to get it off, though. He's in the gun. Quarterback keeper around right side. Picks up about 2 yards before his forward progress is stopped by about two-thirds of the Pirate defense. Great gang tackling there. We talked all year long about how the Bulldogs do it. South Pittsburgh, no strangers to that either.
No doubt about it, Daniel. They swarm to the football just like Clay County's defense does. And, you know, Jake Johnson, you gotta talk about his play calling. He's done a good job here getting it in the hands of Kerr to the outside and just pounding away up inside. Clay County, with the plays they've had, they took advantage of them.
Second and 7 after Ashok picks up 3. Jet sweep handoff to Kerr around right side, hitting the backfield, shakes a man, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, and I don't think he can do it. Perhaps a loss for him. Yes, the down marker is going to retreat back to the Bulldog 6. So a loss for Kerr of 2. Third and 9 now for Clay County. Probable passing situation, 10:43 and ticking here in the second quarter. South Pitt in front, 28-6. Alec Kerr has a 39-yard touchdown run, and Carson Sharp an interception that gave Clay County the football back here. Dogs have 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree at his right hip. Here's the snap. Play action pass. Ball's on the ground. Ashok picks it up, gets some positive yardage. He will be stopped short of the first down, though, advancing up to the Bulldog 10. So a gain of four for Ashok on the carry. Clay County going to have to punt here. Not a place, Coach Edwards, on the field that you try to take a chance with a fake or anything like that, probably. But who knows? We did it to Joe Burns back in week three.
Yeah, we were in a similar situation. We were down, I think, or tie game, and took a chance and paid off for us. I don't expect it here, though.
Ashlock in punt formation. Ball sits at the Bulldog 10. He does kick it away, end over end. Hits around the 35-yard line, takes a Bulldog roll. South Pittsburgh going to take over, though, with great field position. They are at the Clay County 39, a very short field for them. 9:39 on this second quarter clock, 28-6 the score. So we've had some nice bright moments here, Thomas. We've had some real bad moments, too. The lateral pass, or whether it's completed in a scoop and score, that one. Had the pick six on the screen pass. Just some big momentum killers, some easy points for the Pirates. You take those two big plays off. Hey, where's
the
one score
ball
game?
It's a one-score ball game without the two miscues, Daniel. You know, Clay County fighting back here a little bit. Let's see if the defense can rise to the occasion.
Sanders under center, handing off to number 21, the fullback. That's going to be Cameron Trussell.
Bryson Burchett coming up from his linebacker position, tripping up that ball carrier, Daniel, before he could get going.
Trussell picks up three, advancing up to the Bulldog 36 to set up second and seven. Perhaps the Clay County defense, Wade Coons, Dalton Gold, White Burks, perhaps they'll get motivated about this situation and make a big play here. Second and seven, Sanders under center. A wing and a wide out to the right, a wing to the left. Jet sweep in the backfield. It comes around the right side. Ball's at the 35, up to the 30, 25, 20. And the stop will be made around the 18-yard line by Alec Kerr, number four, the ball carrier, a junior, Hunter Frank. On the season, Frank has 43 touches for 421 yards and 9 touchdowns. Head coach Vic Grider, longtime head coach down here, likes to spread it around in the backfield. Their leading rusher, as you mentioned earlier, DeAndre Kelly, came in with 602 yards, but they've got several guys with over 200 yards. So around 2,000 yards of rushing offense between six different players.
And Frame, he's making his return tonight, Daniel, here tonight. He's one of the top three backs they have.
First and 10 for the Pirates from around the Bulldog 17. Hand off to Kelly. This time not much doing. Bryson Merchant there, and we've got Andre on the field. Perhaps a holding penalty. That's something that Clay County would accept, even though they did a nice job with the run defense that time. It is a hold against the Pirates. That'll back them up 10.
That's the counter play we saw him score on earlier on, Daniel. And Burchett stayed at home that time, and Wade Coons helped him blow it up right there.
Something nice here, Coach Edwards. They've got a microphone hooked to the public address system on the head up. We don't have to guess what the call was.
It's the first time in I recall seeing that in the history of the Horizon Sports Network, anywhere we've been.
I agree. We're not having to turn and ask you, Coach.
I'm sorry?
We're not having to turn and ask you what the call is.
Pirates have it. First and around 17. Number 5 with the carry. Picks up most of the lost yardage. He'll be tackled by Carson Sharp. Number 5, Jalen Hubbard, the senior wide receiver, the ball carrier that time. He'd only touched it 6 times. As far as running goes, prior to this game.
He's the leading receiver on the team, Daniel. I think he's got about 30 catches on the year.
The ball now sets inside the Bulldog 10, first and goal at the 7. Pirates threatening again, 28-6 the score, 8:22 and ticking here in the second quarter. Sanders under center, play action, hands off jet sweep right side. It's tipped and he walks in untouched. Another touchdown, the second of the night. Geronto Tempton, the senior, 5'11", 180. And Thomas, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was the one you said was a Mr. Football semifinalist.
He is, Daniel. I'm not sure exactly how many they announced, but they'll narrow them down on Tuesday, I think, to a final three. And wouldn't be any surprise if Tempton wasn't one of those top three in the state.
Well, the only thing that might hold him back, perhaps, is the lack of huge numbers because of the diversity. South Pitts won so many games by so much. The starters just don't see a ton of time in there, but I'm sure that will be taken into account. 2-point play, and it was stopped I see Dalton Gold there. We're going to credit him with the stop on that one, his first of this contest. So after the 2-point was no good, the score is 34-6 at the 8:13 mark of the second quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here, just saw Miles Walters for South Pittsburgh kick it into the Bulldog end zone. So a touchback sets Clay County up at their own 20, 80 yards away from the Pirate end zone. 8:13 mark of the second quarter. South Pitt ahead 34-6. If you're just now joining us, we've had a few Clay County miscues on offense, just some bad breaks. And a few good plays, too. Let's see what happens here on this drive. Ashlock in the gun. Swing pass to Kerr, right side. Picks up around three, breaks the tackle, keeps his feet churning. Picks up actually around five. They're going to spot him at the Bulldog 25. So pick up a five for the freshman. Alec Kerr having a great game here. He's honestly one of the few Bulldogs, him and Carson Sharp, that get anywhere close to rivaling the speed of the Pirates.
Yeah, we hear, we talk about Kerr. He doesn't have the size, but he got the speed, and he's got the nose for the football, Daniel. I mean, on both sides of the ball, he knows how to get north and south when he needs to. And Kerr making a showing here down here in South Pittsburgh.
Ball at the Bulldog 25, Ashlock in the gun, a running back to either hip, two wide to the right, one to the left. Kerr goes in motion, handoff to Ogletree up the gut, has positive yardage, picks up around two. Maybe just a long one. We'll have to check the spot before he stops. Running yardage up the middle, coming very slim for Clay County. They are getting some forward progress each time, but not much. Two and three at the most.
They are. You're looking at less than 20 yards, basically, if you take away Kerr's 39-yard touchdown run to the outside, Daniel. There's not a whole lot up the middle.
We're going to credit pick up a two on the carry for Ogletree. Setting up third and a long three for the Bulldogs. Ashlock leaves the sideline, got the play call from head coach Jake Johnson. I see Keaton Arms across the way under his own power. He looks fine over there. I'm not sure if we'll see him back in at quarterback as we did earlier. Current motion left to right, clears Ashlock. Here's the snap. Slant pass thrown behind Burks. He was open, would have had the first down and perhaps a little more, and we'll have to see if Clay County's going to go for it on fourth down deep in their own territory. They do trail 34-6. At the 6:31 mark of this second quarter, and they're going to line up in punt formation. The ball is at the Bulldog 27.
Had a chance right there, Daniel, to pick up the first down. I think, you know, Ashlock may have been hearing a few footsteps on that one. Threw it off his back leg and threw it behind Wyatt Burks on the outside here.
Pirates dropped too deep to return that shot. Punt looks like it was deflected. I don't know that we actually gained yardage, could have lost yardage. I'm going to watch. Where did I say that started from, Thomas?
27.
The Bulldog 27. I an official spots the football in the Bulldog 29. Net of two. I do think it was deflected by a Pirate punt rusher.
Yeah, got a hand in there, Daniel. Unfortunate for Clay County. You know, like I say, had a little momentum going again with the little bubble screen to the outside of the curve and had a chance at a first down there. Just couldn't convert.
South Pitt with the ball. They have a quarterback change. It's that wide receiver who's running the quarterback spot. It's a great hit. It was made by John. Oh, White Burks. White Burks coming up. The quarterback now, Jalen Hubbard for the Pirates.
Backup quarterback, leading receiver on this Pirate team. Earlier, I said about 30 catches, Daniel. So just a great all-the-way-around athlete to back up Sanders, who's pretty good himself.
The ball at the Bulldog, 27-yard line. Second and eight after Hubbard picked up two. South Pitt goes two wide to the right, one to the left. A running back at the left hip of the quarterback. It's not Hubbard this time, another. A handoff to a Pirate. He comes around right side, tackled by Alec Kerr. That was Tipton on the carry. He gets up to around the Bulldog 18, where it's going to be first down, Pirates. Alec Kerr making several stops on defense tonight. Does such a good job from his safety position.
Leading tackler so far, Daniel. He's got six here with 5 minutes to go in the first half.
5:15 and ticking. South Pitt in front, 34-6. Pirates trying to score again. Quarterback is Sanders again. He's back in the gun. Play action pass, balls away, wide open, tired in the flat. Tackle immediately made by freshman Jimmy Burchett. Close to a first down pickup on it. Looks like they get maybe nine. Going to set up second long one. Ball's going to be spotted all the way down at the Bulldog 10.
You see Wade Coons, you see Dalton Gold and Wesley Walker battling up front, Daniel. There's just nowhere to go. It's like a wall across that South Pittsburgh Pirate offensive line. It's not for lack of effort. They just can't get through right now.
Coach Johnson talked about how impressed he was on film with the Pirates with their line play up front. Option play, Tipton to the right, up to the 10, now the 5, he's brought down.
Bryson Burchett on that tackle, but I tell you what brought the ooh, Daniel, is an option play, like you said, Dalton Gold. He got free that time because they let him go, optioned off of him. He blew up Hubbard there, the quarterback, but to no avail.
First and goal, Pirates, from the Bulldog 5. 4 minutes and ticking remaining here in this first half. 34-6 the score. Currently, there will not be a running clock when we come back out for the third. We'll have to see what happens in the remaining 4 minutes. Hubbard, the quarterback, sweep around the right side, gets close to the goal line. He scores. There were a couple of Bulldogs there that brought him down, but no tackle will be recorded as he did break the plane of the goal line, getting into the end zone at the 3:45 mark of the second quarter. Touchdown for Jalen Hubbard. South Pitt going to go for two. We had pressure on that initial point after attempt, and they have not tried to kick again tonight. Pirates break huddle come up for the two-point attempt. Going to have two wideouts to the right. Sanders back at quarterback. Has Kelly at his left hip. Hand off to him. He walks in. An outstanding looking athlete is DeAndre Kelly, and he's only a sophomore. At the 3:45 mark of this second quarter, Clay County trails 42-6 to the South Pittsburgh Pirates.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 3:45 remaining here in this second quarter. Pirates in front, 42-6. The kick by Walters. The last one was a touchback. This one's not. Kerr gets it at the Clay County 7. Here he comes. He's at the 15, 20, breaks a tackle, gets up to the 25. No further, though. He's brought down by a couple of Pirates. And the Pirates laying heavy there on Kerr. I don't think they liked the return yardage he was trying to get, and they slowed him down that time. Clay County going to take over, Thomas. 3:36 left here. The ball sets at the Bulldog. 25, 75 yards away from points.
This is another one of these things here where Clay County's playing for pride already, guys. You know, we've got to see just a little heart here and keep it going.
Ashlock in the gun. Motions Will Ogletree out of the right. Swing pass to him. Ball is caught by Ogletree. He's upfield. Picks up around four. We'll have to check the official spot. Ogletree missed the entirety of the second half last week at home against Sale Creek. Took a helmet to the left knee. He is back playing in what's going to be his final contest as a Bulldog. Missed his entire junior season. I'm so happy that Will Ogletree was able to play this year, experience playoff run, even if it does end tonight, something that a lot of folks in Clay County haven't got to do lately, Coach Edwards.
Yeah, a lot of folks are happy to see these guys make the second round and have a lot of high hopes for the future for this group.
Ball at the Bulldog, 29, we'll call it. Second and a long six. Ashok in the gun, hands off to senior Ogletree. He gets back to around the line of scrimmage. We'll watch the down marker across the way. It does move forward. That forward progress advances the football up to the 31. Third and round five. 2:22 and ticking. Ashlock in the huddle with the play. Whiteberg's going to be split to the left along with Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. Bryson Burchett by himself split to the right. Ogletree, the running back at the left tip of Ashlock, who's in the gun. Calls for the snap. It is going to be a pass. Complete to Jimmy Burchett. He's at the 25, 30, dodges a man. Gets up to the 35 where he's brought down inbounds. Clock will continue to run. It is enough for Clay County first down. I believe the third first down they've converted here in this first half. A nice little pitch and catch. Jimmy Burchett, another one of those freshmen who have had a great campaign here in their inaugural season. Watching a couple of Bulldog seniors perhaps playing their last snaps down here tonight. Quarterback Jake Ashlock, one of those. We'll talk more about his career numbers coming up during the second half of play. Ashlock in the gun right now, has Ogletree at his left hip. Whiteberg split to the left. Bryson and Jimmy Burchett along with Alec Kerr to the right. Kerr runs the seam pass. We're targeting him. He's caught it across midfield. Into Pirate territory at the 44. Jake Ashlock just throwing a laser there. Hits Kerr right in stride. The sure-handed freshman hauls it in. And we flip the field, getting into Pirate territory for only the second time tonight. The last time we got down there, Thomas, we did score. The ball is at the south pit, 44. Ashlock in the gun again. Bulldogs play with tempo. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Ogletree motions to the right, making it four there now. Ashlock by himself in the backfield. Screen pass set up, nearly intercepted, but incomplete. Clock stops with 57.5 seconds remaining. Clay County, I believe, has all three timeouts remaining if they want to try to run a little 60-second drill here and get the ball into the end zone.
You talked about Ashlock. He's doing a nice job tonight. With that incompletion, he's 6 for 9. Not a whole lot of yardage down him for 52 yards. The senior playing well when he has the opportunity.
Second and 10. Ashlock in the gun. Two wide to either side. Ogletree at his left hip. Here's the snap. Ashok back to pass. Has time. Throws deep. Trying to hit Bryson Burchett. Ball thrown safely out of the reach of both Burchett and the defender. If you're going to miss on the long ball, you need to miss it deep like you did.
I agree, Daniel. Giving Burchett a chance on the sideline. Just a little bit too much air under that one. Bringing up a big third and long right here. Have to think Clay County's in four down territory, even though there's just a minute to go here, as they have advanced into Pirate territory.
Clock is stopped at the 50-second mark with that incomplete pass, third and 10. 42-6 the score here in the second round of the playoffs. Winner of this, we're going to play the winner of Gordonsville and Whipple. Ashok to pass, third and 10, screen pass set up, caught Ogletree. No, it's knocked out of his bounds by hands by Tipton. Nice job by the senior. Incomplete pass. That's three incomplete passes in a row here for Clay County. 44.8 seconds remain in the first half. What is the difference right now? 36. 36 points the difference. Currently, we would have a mercy rule running clock during the third quarter of play, unless Clay County can finish off this drive on fourth and 10 here and put points on the board. Ashok in the gun. Three wide to the left. Whistles blow. Play is stopped. Should be a false start against Clay County. That is what it is. Going to be fourth and 15 now. Ball is at the Bulldog 48. Ashlock going to drop back into the punt formation as we change out personnel here. Going to try to make the Pirates drive the length of the field perhaps in the last few moments. South Pitt may be content to take knees. Who knows? They do not drop anyone deep here. They stay up with all 11 playing defense. Clay County's had two fake punt attempts this year. They do not fake this one. Ashlock kicks it away. It hits and takes a Pirate bounce before Carson Sharp can down it around the South Pittsburgh 23-yard line. 34.9 seconds remain here in the second quarter. South Pittsburgh takes back over. They do have a healthy lead, 42-6. They have two timeouts. We'll have to see if Coach Vic Grider wants to try to use his passing game and put a score in here. That's something they might need if they want to try to get that sixth goal ball. It may be a good opportunity to practice that against a pretty good Bulldog secondary. It is two wide to the right, one to the left. Quarterback is going to be that original starter, and it's an incomplete pass on first and 10. Couldn't think of his name, Braden Sanders, that starting quarterback. It was him in there going incomplete on a quick screen on first down.
Sanders just kind of rushed that one, sailed it a little high for the receiver who almost came down with it, Daniel. And, again, I think you're right. Coach Grider using this as a learning experience for his team, you know, could be a playoff game down the road where they need a drive with 30 seconds to go.
Sure. I'm sure the Pirate faithful are expecting a big matchup with Greenback in the state semis here in the eastern half of the bracket coming up 2 weeks from tonight. Handing off to Tipton this time. He's around right side. Has a lot of yardage. He breaks the tackle. He's going to have a lot more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, and pushed into the end zone. Carson Sharp was there. However, he could not get in front of Tipton. Tipton's momentum carries him into the end zone for a score. And we have a official timeout on the field. Injury timeout. It is a Pirate down. The touchdown will stand. South Pitt's up 48-6 with that score. But a Pirate is down on the turf. We're going to go ahead and go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Back here for this Pirate two-point attempt. 14.8 seconds remaining here in the first half of play. South Pitt up 48-6, and they're going to take a timeout here to talk about it. Coming out of that injury, the injured Pirate was Kurtavian Wisnett, a senior. He is back healthy on his own sideline. We're going to go ahead and stay on the air with you here during this timeout. Clay County playing in only its seventh second-round contest in the program's history. See, the West AA playoff started back in 1969. Clay County first qualified when they were then called Salina High School in 1983. And have made 22 appearances since then. This one, the first, Thomas, since 1997 that we've made it to the Sweet 16, though. So it's been a long dry spell for Clay County. Now, I expect us to make it to this point and beyond several years consecutively after this this season. But this is not something that we've been used to in black and gold country.
It's not. And, you know, Coach Johnson said in the interview he didn't want this to be the ceiling for this team.
Right.
He wanted this to be the floor, the
right.
standard, just like you say. You know, and that's the way it was. You know, two decades ago or so, can't remember, 15 straight playoff appearances.
It wasn't a question of will we qualify and
right.
how deep will we go.
Exactly, you know, and this team, I know they're getting dominated here in this first half. There's nothing else to say by an impressive team who also throws for a two-point conversion here, Daniel.
They did. Completed one downfield in the flat against Carson Sharp. He had that big interception earlier, though. With that two-point conversion, it is 50-6. We'll go ahead and stay on air again while we wait for the Pirate kickoff. Thomas, you were saying?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, this team is the one that is hopefully bringing Clay County football back, Daniel. And there's nothing to say that it's not. Yeah, we're going to miss this senior group, especially the big four, as you call them, you know, Jake Ashlock and Wyatt Birch and Will Ogletree and Wesley Walker up front, you know, out of them, the ones that saw most of the time. But we've got a young squad. And, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed of here tonight. Cause let me tell you something. If there ever was a state contender that I've seen, this is it in this South Pittsburgh Pirates team.
Sure.
We saw the champions last year in the first round. Well, there's nothing to say that we're not seeing them here tonight.
Right.
Again.
If that's the measuring stick. Now, Whitwell was a great team last year, but this Pirate team, head and shoulders above them in terms of talent, in terms of depth. This is the best Pirate team I've personally seen. We played them in 08, played them in 14. Much better squad here tonight than in those years, and they were no slouch then, many means.
Right, and we're talking about an 8-3 Clay County Bulldog team that's just getting blown out here in the first half. You know, these guys, they're not laying down for these,
no.
for these Pirates
teams.
And
that's
just
the lesson to take away, yes.
You know, just overly matched right here tonight.
Another touchback here as Walters kicks it into the end zone. 14.8 seconds remaining. Clay County going to have an opportunity from their 20. I'm satisfied. Coach Johnson may take a knee and just go into the half, but who knows? I've been wrong plenty of times before. No urgency on the field at this point. Everybody kind of moseying around.
You know, another thing, we talked about South Pitt kind of being the standard. You know, this is what Clay County can be. This big crowd you've got here in front of us, this atmosphere that they bring, and, you know, talk about guys getting off the bus when they come here to the pit and already beat. And I don't think Clay County was that way. They
no.
just got shell-shocked right off the bat here and
we've
got
not
down.
Had, we've played what we thought at times was pretty good football teams. White County was not a bad team. Well, Westmoreland, not a bad team. Monterey, not a bad team. But none of those teams, by any means, can compare to this Pirate squad. Ashok's going to be in the gun from the Bulldog 20. Going to hand off to Ogletree. He's up the gut. And actually, well, that didn't start from the 20, Thomas. I think they started that from the 10. It is going to be the last play of this half, though. A pickup of 10 for Ogletree.
and the second quarter is going to expire. South Pittsburgh leading 50-6 here at the end of two quarters of play. We said in our pregame show they were averaging 51-8 is their score against opponents, and that's pretty much what we have here at the halftime. So we will get geared up here for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Please stay with us for it and the second half.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioFriend that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioFriend is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioFriend services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, at the Pit, where Clay County trails the Pirates 50-6, and then the South Pittsburgh team has put on a dominating performance, and what an impressive team they have been. They scored and made it 28-0 in the first quarter. Scores 2 straight touchdowns to go up 14-0, and then Clay County had 2 miscues, and the Pirates capitalized on them 22-0 on a scoop and score almost. They punched it in from 1 yard out, and then a pick 6 touchdown Jake Ashlock through to make it 28-0. But Clay County came back on the legs of Alec Curry, broke a 39-yard touchdown run the last play of the first quarter to make it 28-6. And then Carson Sharp had an interception to stop a South Pittsburgh drive, but that was it. The Pirates poured it on for your halftime score of 50-6. Clay County has a total of 125 yards on 26 plays in the first half, 15 rushes for 73 yards and a touchdown. And that Jake Ashlock is 6 for 11 for 52 yards through the air. Overtree is, has 6 carries for 17 yards. Kerr, the 39-yard touchdown, 3 carries for 41 yards. Keaton Arms, the freshman, had 2 carries for 11 yards. And Jake Ashlock had 4 carries for 4 yards. I'm fortunate to have the pride of the Pirates, class of 19. Well, no, I don't know what your class is, Terry Everett. I know you won the state title in 1969.
Back
in the 1800s. In the 1800s, okay. Mr. Terry Everett has joined us here at halftime. And Everett, I'm just so impressed with the South Pittsburgh Pirate team. I don't know that I've ever seen such a complete team. How do they rank in Pirate lore?
They're pretty good, Thomas.
you know, we've had several good things, but just as far as just complete team, they rank right up there at the top.
I know you said that, tried to make us feel good and say that we're only the second team that scored on your first team all year long, which I appreciate you trying to make us feel good. I know you, this school has 5 state titles, and you're looking for another one this year.
That's always our goal here, it's honest, isn't it? If we're not shooting for the state championship, something's wrong.
You know? Right. Well, like I say, I'm not sure I've ever seen a more complete Class A football team than you have this year, and you got the Mr. Football semifinalist in Ronto Tempton, but you've got athletes all across the board.
Yeah, we sure do. We're a football school, you know. We don't from time they're born to the time they graduate. Mm-hmm. It's bred in them down there.
Well, I appreciate you.
I'm impressed with Clay County. Y'all's future looks bright, Thomas. I mean, I'm the freshman that y'all have. I mean, I am really impressed.
Well, that means a lot coming from a Pirate.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Y'all don't have anything to be ashamed of, and y'all's future looks bright. I mean, I feel that we're going to see y'all again here in the next couple of years.
Well, we may do it. Coach Everett, can you share a few stats for Mr. Everett here so his head doesn't swell too big, I hope?
Well, I'm afraid these are only going to make his head swell larger. 286 yards of total offense in the first half for the Pirates. On the ground, there's 22 rushes for 272, led by that senior Mr. Football semifinalist, Loronto Tipton, had 7 rushes for 133 of those yards with that big 77-yarder there at the end of the half. Was his biggest play of the game. Through the air, 2 for 4, 2 receptions for 14 yards. So, not having to throw it much, they're just running it at will pretty much wherever they want to, which hasn't happened all season to these Bulldogs.
Good hat, and that's what you see in the difference in this South Pittsburgh team. You know, like Daniel said earlier, we thought we saw some good teams, but nothing like this, Everett. And, you know, I know you guys are looking forward to that potential matchup with Greenback. You've been there with them several years in a row. How does these Pirates shape up against that team?
Thomas, Greenback's got a great team. You know, they're led by that big receiver they got, that Willis kid, and he's a D1 prospect. I think they got a couple more D1 prospects, and of course they got the quarterback from Maryville that started for Maryville last year. So they're going to be a challenge for sure.
And you got another bump in the road after tonight. And what impresses me so much is this team and Coach Grider, they don't look past Clay County. They don't look past the next round and look towards that Greenback team. And you can see that tonight as they're up 50-6 here at halftime. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, Coach Grider, he's if you don't practice, you don't play. So, you know, they don't they've learned their lesson before by not looking past the team.
Right.
That's Greenback, you won't hear that word until if they're lucky to get by winter between Whitwell and Gordonville.
Right. Well, it looks like they're headed to that third round. There's no doubt here as they lead again 50-6 here at halftime. Folks, Terry, appreciate you joining us again. We'll see you back on the holler soon.
Okay, I'll be there, buddy.
All right. Come back for the rest of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show after these words from our sponsor.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong.
as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County.
Pirates ahead 50-6. We're going to go ahead and take the opportunity for a budget pest control scoreboard update, Coach Evans.
All right, Daniel, several games of interest here. Greenback 44, Coalfield 8. That's the third quarter. You were talking there with Everett a few minutes ago about the looking ahead a little bit, Greenback and this South Pittsburgh bunch may be meeting up here in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Gordonsville 10, Whitwell 0 at halftime. Red Bank 14, Upperman 0 at halftime. Nolensville 10, Livingston Academy 0, halftime. Trousdale defeated Tyner 28-7. That game's over. And Watertown 21, Bledsoe 7 at halftime. Looking like it's going to be a Watertown-Trousdale rematch.
Yep.
From last season.
Beat them last year in the third round.
He certainly did. Certainly
and
did.
And a game that last year was played at Watertown. I'm not sure where it'll be this year. Well, it'll be at Watertown again because they were the one seed.
They were the higher seed.
And Travis are the second seed. And it will go, since they're out of the same region, it will again go to the higher seed home. So.
Yep. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Extermination is their vocation.
All right. Very thankful of Luke and Angela Collins and Budget Pest Control for being a sponsor here at the Horizon Sports Network, along with all of our other sponsors. Clay County going to receive here to begin the third quarter of action. We will have a running clock during this quarter. Ball hits around the five, rolls into the Bulldog end zone for a touchback. Head coach Vic Grider has instructed his junior kicker, Miles Walters, to go ahead and keep it away from number 44, Alec Kerr, and we have seen touchbacks on the last three Pirate kickoffs after Kerr had some pretty decent kick returns earlier.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's kind of, tonight for sure, the most explosive Bulldog we've got and the one that's making a showing here. I've heard a lot of old Pirates here in the crowd talk about 44.
Yeah, he's caught their attention down here, and they know what a good football player looks like, and they recognize him to be one. First and 10, Clay County. They take over at their own 20. Ashlock in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Wesley Walker in at the blocking back. Four-wheel Ogletree. It is a carry for the senior. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and a few more positive yardage. Will trying to pick up 1,000 yards on his career. He came into tonight's contest needing 27 yards to break 1,000. And that's doesn't sound like a lot for a career perhaps, but you got to remember Ogletree missed the entirety of that junior campaign. Second and 7 now after Ogletree's credited for 3 on that one. White Burke's going to be split to the left. Bryson and Jimmy Burchett split to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree behind him. Hand off again to Ogletree. He tests the right side of the line and gets nothing. That time we saw the Pirate defensive front kind of blow up the Clay County offensive line into the backfield. And that one didn't look too pretty. The first play, Thomas, that I recall other than Ashlock's sack, that the offensive line has allowed the Pirate defense just immediately into the backfield.
Yeah, Daniel, and like you said, that was just a blown-up play. You don't see that much. You saw Dalton go and Wade Coons, some of those guys go backwards right there. And, you know, that's what you got to talk about. We talked about Tipton and these running backs and the breakaway speed, but it's a complete team, Daniel. That front on the defensive and offensive side, they're the ones blowing open the holes and stopping Clay County before they can stop.
Clay County back to the line now for 3rd and 9 after a loss of 2 for Ogletree on that last carry. It may not have been Ogletree. That may be Markham who's in. It is Markham now. I'm not sure on the last one. Pass to White Burks is caught, and that's going to be short of the first down. It's going to set up 4th and about 2. Yes, 4th and 2 for Clay County. The ball is spotted now at the Bulldog 29, the play originated at the 21, so a pickup of 8. Ashlock does drop into punt formation here. 4th and a long 1 for the Bulldogs. He steps up now, and now he steps back again. It is a punt set. That was South Pitt's starting defense that we saw on the field here starting the third quarter. Here's the long snap. Ashlock punts it away. Gets a good kickoff. It is touched by the Pirates, but the return man, Tipton, falls on it. South Pitt takes over at their own 45-yard line. Pretty good crowd from Salina has traveled south to watch this second-round game. At least 80 or more over there across the way, and they're chattering pretty loudly about something. I don't know what they saw, but they didn't like it.
Well, you know, Clay County crowd can always get fired up on something, Daniel, and it, you know, we talked about in the article in the history segment about that 1990 team getting that following. Well, these Clay County Bulldogs are getting one, too. And, you know, Bulldog Nation's proud of them this year.
1st and 10 for the Pirates. Passes away and caught. Kerr there to make the stop. Accompanied by Jimmy Burchett and John Copeland. That was Sanders throwing it out to Tucker Kelly, the senior wideout. South Pitt picked up about 5, actually call it 6 on that, setting up 2nd and 4. They do have it now at the Bulldog 49. Thomas, that article that we read earlier in the history segment talked about how the community got together and fed those Bulldogs several times. Well, two of those seniors from that undefeated regular season in 1990, Jason Coons and Brent Burchett, both have sons. Wade Coons and Jimmy Burchett playing on this team, and every Thursday throughout this season, they've got together and cooked for this Bulldog squad. So they're just passing that on down as the Pirates here on second and four, hand off to Tipton, and he's met hard in the backfield for the first time tonight, and it's going to be big Dalton Gold accompanied by junior John Copeland, and they hold Tipton for no gain on that one, third and four Pirates. Too little too late perhaps on the feistiness of defense there, but a good play, Thomas, perhaps the best of run defense tonight.
It was, and it was all about the penetration. You saw Gold getting through for one of the first times tonight and sticking out the long arm of the law and bringing him down.
Third down pass away, going to be caught by Hubbard. Hubbard is immediately tackled by Sharp along with Colin Dodson, who was over there helping out. Also freshman Joseph Markham helping out. First down, though, for the Pirates. Pirates tried to go downfield deep once. Sharp intercepted them. They have completed some short stuff underneath. Clay County has been content to give up things like that all year because we're so sure at making those stops after the quick catches.
Yeah, we talked about this defensive backfield all year long, Daniel, and the future they've got. And, you know, to hold these athletes that the Pirates have is pretty impressive.
Sanders to pass again. He's under pressure from Coons. Coons gets him. The forward progress ends up knocking Sanders forward for positive yardage. Not a quarterback sack, but Wade Coons, the sophomore, making his presence known. That's another young man. He's got half of his Bulldog career left in front of him. He's going to do nothing but improve. He did greatly from freshman to sophomore year. If he continues to do that, we're talking about just a powerhouse as a junior and senior on the defensive and offensive front.
Yeah, with Gold coming back also next year, Daniel, I mean, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with for a while. You know, and we've said it all night long, but this Clay County team, they're not going to quit here tonight. They're digging in and going to be here for the long haul.
Sanders throws again on first down. Pass is incomplete. Play originated at the Bulldog 34-yard line. It was second and five. Now it's third and five. We'll continue to talk about these returning players and these exiting seniors as we go throughout this contest. Wyatt Burks, I see Wyatt out there right now. He's led this Bulldog team defensively in tackles all year. Came into tonight with 64 stops on the year, three tackles for loss, and a couple of interceptions. He's been had a great senior campaign in particular, playing middle linebacker. He's a little small for that spot, but he's so aggressive, he's done a nice job of it. And here we have Tipton with a nice run, toe-tapped at the sideline, stayed in bounds, picked up about five more. He advances down to the Bulldog 21. Thomas, who made the stop?
This is a freshman, Joseph Markham, coming through and getting Tipton while he was in the air there.
Markham, another one of those freshmen who has contributed greatly this year. He has made a couple of interceptions. Actually, he's made a total of three coming into tonight along with 25 tackles. He's been in the offensive backfield a time or two with three tackles for loss and three sacks off of blitz plays. Sanders in the gun. Hands off again. It's Tipton around right side. Not much there for him this time. Markham again on the stop. It was not Tipton. It was Kelly on the carry. Wesley Walker there, I think, gets the main credit for the stop, Thomas. He's another one of those seniors. Walker has not been a four-year player for the Dogs. I think a two-year player. And he started this year on that defensive line. Looks like a linebacker, can play linebacker, but he's got such a high motor and plays so hard. We've used him at defensive tackle. He's had 30 stops. Six tackles for loss and three sacks, the biggest one coming at Joe Burns on that fourth down play back earlier in the year. Sanders rolls to the left, almost intercepted, but Bryson Burchett couldn't get to it, though, and the pass is caught, and a nice job by the Pirate takes it into the end zone. I think it was number three for the Pirates. No, they're saying DeAndre Kelly. No, yeah, Tucker Kelly. It was number three. Pirates score another. It's going to be 56-6. I'm sorry. They've already added the points.
They've got plenty, Daniel. Don't give them any more.
No. 56-6, and they go back. Now I'm going to try the point after attempt. Clay County able to come through and block the last one. Snap, set, kicks away. It's a beauty, and it's good. Your score now at the 3:21 mark of the third quarter, South Pittsburgh 57, Clay County 6.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here for the kickoff, 3:21 remaining here in this third quarter. South Pitt up 57-6. Walters has been kicking it into the Bulldog end zone. We'll see what happens this time. Puts his foot to it, gets off of it, goes all the way down to the 5. Kerr wants a chance. He does not get it, though. His momentum carried him back into the end zone. You can't bring it back out in high school. Clay County again going to take over at their own 20. Ashlock going to be the quarterback this season. He's threw for 863 yards and 11 touchdowns. He's done a lot on the ground as well. Has 444 yards on 105 carries. That's 4.2 a carry. 10 touchdowns on the ground. So career-wise, Jake has been a three-year starter for these Bulldogs, a three-year player and a three-year starter. I have some career totals he came into the night. Second all-time in passing, 3,113 passing yards. And he had thrown for 39 touchdowns, quite a bit, Thomas. Second on the list behind Stephen Arms in that one, too. And here we have Ashlock handed it off to Kerr on first and 10. Kerr going to be brought down, had his feet taken out from under him, picks up 1 yard, advances up to the Bulldog 21, setting up second and 9. So Ashlock, a pretty good career as a Bulldog signal caller, Thomas. Eclipsed anything I ever did back there.
No doubt about it. Me too, Daniel. At least doubled me up for sure. But I tell you, you know, Jake Ashlock quietly, as you say, has become one of the better Bulldog quarterbacks here. Had maybe, you know, he's up over 900 yards. He's 7 for 12 for 60 yards so far tonight as they give to Kerr again.
Second nine, hand off to Kerr. Not much there. South Pitt with that suffocating defense. Kerr picks up one more, setting up third and 8. Potential passing down. We're down to a minute 40 and ticking here in this third quarter. Clay County can pass here. It even if it's incomplete, clock will not stop. Tita blessed the way mercy rule in effect. Something you don't expect to see a lot in the second round of the playoffs, but it's happening here in this one. Also happening northeast of here. If I'm correct on that, at Greenback, they was putting it on Coalfield earlier by a large margin. Empty backfield for Ashlock on 3rd and 10. 3 wide to the right, 2 to the left. Balls away. Caught by Carson Sharp. Short of the sticks. He advances up to the Bulldog 24. Pick up a 2 on that pass play. Going to be 4th and 6 for the black and gold, and they're going to punt. Deep in their own territory. Just a shame to go for it, really, and give the Pirates such a short field. We've not been able to stop them tonight. I think every Pirate possession has ended in points, except for the interception that Carson Sharp had. Stopped them on that one, and they've actually gotten points one time off of one of our offensive plays. Ashok puts his foot to it. No Pirate drops deep to receive. Takes a Bulldog bounce. Goes into Pirate territory at the 44-yard line. Actually, we'll call it the 43. Where South Pitt takes over. I see some new numbers for the Pirates. Going to get my roster handy for them. It looks like they have pulled their starting offense from the contest. I still expect a highly talented squad coming in, even though it's the second string. And you've got to think, Thomas, this is a group that has played quite a bit this year, as they have essentially mercy-ruled everybody they played, perhaps, except Meigs County, that double-A squad. Buzzer sounds here at Pirate Field. 57-6 at the end of the third. Stay with us for the conclusion.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
South Pitt, first and 10. Flags on the field. No tackles will be recorded for the Bulldogs. Looks like Colin Dodson was in on the stop, but it is holding against fire. It's going to be backed up. Fourth quarter action. South Pitt ahead 57-6. 11:40 and ticking. Clock will not stop except on scoring plays. Second team offense in for South Pitt. As we said, this is a unit that has seen a lot of time for them this year. I'm just amazed at the number of players South Pittsburgh has. Their enrollment somewhere around the 250 mark. So that would be suggestive to the fact that perhaps they had about 120 boys in the school. And, Thomas, I think it's safe to say they have 55 to 60 on this team.
We're 60 on the roster, Daniel. You know, Everett said earlier, half the males that go to school here are playing football. And what a program they have. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of it?
Whiteburgs with the stop on first and 20. Pick up a 9 for the Pirates, setting up second and 11. 10:50 and ticking. We still have starting quarterback Braden Sanders in. The rest of the offensive unit, I believe, is second string, though. Sanders is going to be under center. Double wing set, motion in the backfield, left, right, counter play underneath, gets back to the line of scrimmage, does the ball carry before he's met, but don't go. Go for the suplex maneuver, grabs the man around the waist, throws him over his head backwards. Frustration of the junior coming out now as we get a little bit more even playing field between the squads on the field, honestly.
Well, you can see the difference, Daniel. You take away that starting offensive line, and Dalton goes going to dominate. That's how good this South Pittsburgh front is when you can hold probably the second year in a row going to be the region defensive MVP in Dalton Goat.
Tackle for a loss. Four gold on that play. Third and 12 now after a loss of one. Sanders under center. Hand off to a back. He comes around left side. John Copeland's there. He can't make the stop. However, we do see Joseph Markham come in, but that tackle won't count as another holding penalty is going to be enforced against South Pittsburgh. 9:30 and ticking. This quarter is going to go quickly with this running clock. Clay County putting together a good season. 8-4, something that has not happened in quite some time in Salina. The last time we had an 8-win team was 1996. I think we're all a little crestfallen here in this game. We expected to come down here and compete a little better than we did. But as we said, this is a superb Pirate team. That has honestly done this to everybody they played this year. They have yet to meet a team that has really challenged them outside of perhaps Meigs County, and I think that one actually went the Pirates' way pretty handily, too.
It did. I think they ended up winning 28-16 or something like that, Daniel, and that was the number one team in 2A at the time as the Pirates get loose for a first down. Well, maybe not, Daniel.
Alec Kerr with the stop. It will not be a first down. It was banked up deep, second and forever. It's going to set up, I guess it's actually third and forever because the Pirates bring out the punt squad. Now the Kerr with the stop, it's going to be fourth and 7 now. Pirates with their first punt of this game. And we have penalty flags on the field. Actually, a timeout going to be taken by Coach Grider. Didn't have the right personnel on the squad. He's not happy about it here. Expects more disciplined play out of his squad. We'll go ahead and go to break here. Pirates lead 57-6, 8:22 remaining.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Well, we have found something, folks, that the Pirates don't do well, and that's punt the football. I don't know if that was their primary punter, but he netted about 5 yards on that punt. Clay County's going to take over in Bulldog territory at the 46, 54 yards away from points. Clay County would love to drive down here. Ashlock in the gun. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Quarterback keeper, Ashlock left side, gets about four as he squirts up to about midfield.
As Everett says over my shoulder, Daniel, that's probably the only second punt all year long.
Well, we'll take it, even though it was the second team offense in there, and it was aided and abetted by two different penalties, holding penalties on the draft. Pick up a four for Ashlock. Ball's at midfield. 7-10 and ticking. Perhaps the last offensive drive of Jake Ashlock's career. Also, White Burks out there, the senior wideout. Will Ogletree, the senior running back. He's not on the field right now. It's Carson Sharp with the handoff. 50, runs sideways, gets upfield now. 45, took it out of bounds. Sharp picks up the Bulldog first down. Going to move the chains. I think that's the fourth first down of the contest. And they're going to have him spotted in Pirate territory at the 43-yard line. The Pirate 43 is the spot. Ogletree over on the sideline right now. We do see senior Wesley Walker out there. He has played fullback all year. Got a touchdown a few weeks ago, his first and only of the season, something Coach Johnson wanted to do for him. I guess that came back in the Red Bulling game, the last on senior night back at John Tuples Field. He's worked hard this year, has not complained about anything, played defensive tackle and fullback, and has just not had the ball a lot and was fine with that. Just wanted to work, wanted to help any way he could. And we see him out blocking on the edge for Carson Sharp, who picks up around five, advancing up to the Pirate 40. It was first and 10. Actually, he didn't pick up five. He picked up two, I suppose. Did he not, Thomas? Where did I say it started?
Started at the 43, Daniel.
Okay,
so three then.
Second and seven now. 5:40 and ticking on the clock. I see freshman John Hamilton. He's played right tackle all year, went up against those big monsters last week against Sail Creek. He's somebody who has started each and every game this year, him and Levi Garrett on that offensive line. We don't talk about them nearly enough because they get lost in the trenches. But they played tough, played physical, had not been injured, and hadn't come out much this year. We're going to have them for three more years on that offensive line. Joseph Markham, running back, left side, 40 up to the 35, breaks a tackle down to the 30. Markham continues his fine campaign during his freshman year in the backfield. He has quietly put together a pretty nice season for a freshman running back. Came into tonight with 28 carries for 269 yards. That's 9.6 a carry. And he has netted three touchdowns from his tailback position. He gets up to the 30-yard line, so a pickup of 10 for him on that carry, I believe. First and 10, Clay County. 4:43 and ticking. So a lot of weapons, Thomas. We see Jimmy Burgett in the slot out here this year. He's caught 11 passes for 101 yards and two touchdowns. So they've all got some much-needed experience, and they'll all be back next year. Ashlock in the gun, two wide to the right, one to the left, hand off to Markham again. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, breaks a tackle. Now at the 25, keeps fighting, stiff arm, cram, out of bounds. Goes down right at the stick. So another first down.
Nice run by Markham. You can see, you know, like you talked about, another one of those freshmen, another one of those young guys that knows how to play football.
Goes out of bounds short of the sticks. I think we're going to Spotty Thomas at the, we're going to say the 21, setting up second and one. Pickup of 9, so that's 19 yards, I guess, for Markham on the last two carries. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Second and one, under 4 minutes to play here in this second round playoff game.
You know, you named off the four seniors that see all the playing time, too, Daniel. We've also got a couple, John Maynard and Peyton Van Dyne and Wesley Huff.
Correct.
That have contributed this year as Markham breaks free again.
Markham going to go to the house against the Pirates, and yes, there it is. He gets in. Markham with a how many yarder?
21.
21-yard touchdown. 57-12 now the score, so we have 12 points on the board. One from Alec Kerr in the first quarter on a 39-yard touchdown run. And here we have another freshman, Joseph Markham, packing the rock in from 21 out against the second group of defenders for the Pirates. Clay County going to go for two, and we do see now Big Maynard on the field. He plays the right tackle in this heavy set. He lines up beside Wesley Huff. Actually, this is an extra point attempt. Freshman Levi Garrett on. Ashlock going to hold. Bryson Burch going to snap. Snap, set, kicks away, has the distance, and it is good. Levi Garrett connects. Your new score. South Pitt 57, Bulldogs 13.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020. And plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, we just saw freshman Joseph Markham score from 21 out, his fourth rushing touchdown of his freshman campaign. And here we have Alec Kerr set to kick it off tonight one more time to the Pirates. It looks like the dangerous DeAndre Kelly back there. I hope we stay away from him. It will be fielded by perhaps Tipton up there. Here he comes, full head of steam, up to the Pirate 40 and run out of bounds. Around the 40. Couldn't tell who forced him out of bounds, so.
Talk about Big Maynard and Huff. Looks like they're going to get a few snaps here on defense, Daniel. Maybe we're along with senior Matt White up in the front here. Good to see these seniors get some time. And, you know, you can't say enough about this senior group. You know, they're the ones that's going to go down in history of bringing Bulldog football back with this 8-4 record this year. And that's just the beginning of what we hope is a good stretch.
That's right. Sanders under center, hands off to the fullback, running hard. Tackled by John Copeland. Pickup of about 6 on the play for the Pirates. Copeland, he's had a great junior campaign, came back off injury. Missed about 6 to 7 games his sophomore season. Copeland won along with Goad, who played a lot on the defensive front as a freshman. So, you know, Clay County has had to play a lot of freshmen over the last few years. Now, this year it wasn't necessarily as much out of necessity as they were just that good. They needed to be on the field regardless of what grade they were in. But not losing a whole lot. Our offensive line, nobody. Nobody's right. Going. All of them are back intact. We'll have seniors, Dalton Goad next year, and Seth Eads next year on the front. They're juniors right now, so that's a very important part of what's going on to keep that nucleus of that offensive line together as the Pirates pick up a first down. Who was on the stop?
Big John Maynard. He's in there in the game, and he's making an impact here late in his career, Daniel. Ticks under 2 minutes on it, and John Maynard stops it up in the middle.
Always been known as a great run stopper, a two-gapper there at nose guard. We do see the three seniors, Matt White, John Maynard, and Wesley Huff, taking care of that defensive front right now, trying to keep the Pirates out of the end zone with a minute 25 and ticking.
Peyton Van Dyne coming on in the defensive backfield, Daniel on the far side of the field too.
Playing corner over there. Perhaps he will record a stop. Sanders ticking it down, 5 seconds on the play clock. He's going to take a knee. Van Dyne will not get that stop because the Pirates are going to take a knee for the remainder. South Pittsburgh going to live to fight another day. They'll advance on to the third round to play. Coach, do we have a final of that Gordonsville-Whipple game yet?
Last I saw was 17-0 in the fourth quarter. Gordonsville in the lead.
Looks like Gordonsville will be coming down here to South Pittsburgh next week. Two teams that have met quite a bit here. In the playoffs, not only in recent years, but throughout playoff history.
They have.
Both very strong programs. Gordonsville with two state titles to their name. South Pittsburgh with five to theirs. I've seen both teams play this year, and definitely the advantage is with the black and orange of South Pittsburgh.
Classy move by Coach Vic Grider there. You know, he's got some young players he likes to get some time. Takes a knee to end this one. And, you know, we've been treated with respect all night long here in South Pittsburgh. What a prime example of a program and what it's supposed to be, Daniel,
classy.
Down here in the pit. We appreciate Terry Everett and Coach Grider and all the people up here in the booth. It's been a great atmosphere tonight.
5 seconds left on this clock, and it does tick down as this one goes final. South Pittsburgh 57, Clay County 13. Folks, the Bulldogs wrap up their season with an 8-4 record. We're going to come back on the Dairy Queen postgame show, talk about some season and career totals for some players, especially these seniors, talk about this contest, a little bit about next year, and a whole lot of other stuff. So come on back for the Dairy Queen postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ Post Game Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience,
and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated carquest store.
I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here on the Dairy Queen postgame show, final here tonight in South Pittsburgh, Pirates 57, Bulldogs 13. Hate to say it, Thomas, but even as hopeful as we were, kind of what we maybe expected as we made the trip down. We're ever the optimist, but knew this South Pittsburgh team was who they were supposed to be, and we found out that they were.
Yeah, Daniel, we did. And, you know, being an optimist is like you said, you know, I thought, well, if we could be within two scores at halftime, you know, and have a chance in the second half, and we could have maybe been within a score or two in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and then we had two things that just go ballistic crazy for us. You know, had a little swing pass to the outside that we fumbled, and they took back to the 1 yard line and they scored on it. So there's the first miscue that made it 22-0. And then had a little pick six. I can't remember exactly the route. It seemed like it might have been a little flare pass, bubble, or something.
That maybe even a screen pass.
Yeah, might have been. It was a screen. Now to think about it, so just another miscue, pick six on that. It was 28-0 at that time, and you know, we knew Clay County wasn't going to fold. They may not, they may get beat. You may come in here and beat them, but they're not going to give it to you. Alec Kerr responded with a 39-yard touchdown run and got a little momentum and said, hey, you know, we're not going to lay down for these Pirates. Made it 28-6. I think it was the last play of the first quarter.
Yeah,
it was. So take those two scores, miscue scores away, it's a 14-6 ball game, you know, early on in the first quarter. Not to say we'd have a chance. Not with this South Pittsburgh team, sure, the way they play. And, you know, even more momentum on that, the next drive, we turned them back. Carson Sharp, the sophomore, picked off a Sanders pass to turn them back. So there we are with the ball, but South Pitt shut us down from there on out, you know, pretty much, Daniel. Just scored on every possession besides that Sharp interception. Until the very end, Coach Grider, you know, calling off the dogs, putting in the youngsters.
We made them punt once.
On the second team, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Late in the second half. And then at the end, we still don't quit. Right down to the end, the youngster, Jared, here I went again. That's his brother, Jared. Joseph Markham, the freshman, had some big runs, Daniel. Three in a row, scored on a 21-yard touchdown. The freshman, Garrett, hit the point after to make it 57-13, your final here tonight in the pit. In the mecca of Class A football down here in South Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Absolutely so. Coach Edwards, Pirate Stats, you got worked hard tonight, harder perhaps than you have been all the rest of the year put together.
Well, Daniel, these are the biggest numbers I've had to add up all year. You know, had a little trouble there at times adding those, some of these together. But 354 yards of total offense, 30 rushes for 305 of those yards, led by senior Loronto Tipton. 9 rushes for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns. Receiving, 5 catches for 49 yards. And passing, they were led by junior quarterback Braden Sanders. 5 of 9, 49 yards, 1 interception.
Pretty good night for the Pirates, to say the least. Thomas, do you want to go ahead and do the Clay County stats?
I'll do it, Daniel. Clay County ran 38 plays for less than 200 yards, 192 to be exact. Did have the 2 touchdowns. They rushed 25 times for 130 yards in the 2 scores. Ashlock was 8 for 13 for 62 yards. Did have the interception, which was a pick 6.
Thomas, let me go ahead and jump in and interrupt you for a minute before I forget. Terry Everett just reminded us that that was the first interception thrown by South Pittsburgh in the entirety of their 11 games. They had one game canceled. The 11 games they played this year, hadn't thrown an interception. Carson Sharp coming up with that one.
He did.
And we said, to interrupt you there, but
fine.
That it's a pretty big stat to throw out there.
It is a big stat, you know, and, you know, Everett's been up at Horse Creek all week long, so we've been, you know, going back and forth a little bit. I'm not sitting here telling him the Clay County's going to come in and take them out, but I did tell him about our defensive backfield. I said, I'm not sure what kind of receivers you got, but I said, we got some guys that can cover. If they're not big, we can handle them. And then we showed that, and he said, you know, we've never thrown a pick all year long. I'd forgot that. Well, we got one on them.
James and Nat, I think you was fixing to go into our individual offensive stats.
I was, and I was in the receiving. Kerr caught three balls for 33 yards. Ogletree, two for 14. Jimmy Burchett, one catch for 5 yards. Wyatt Burks, one for 8 yards. And Carson Sharp had one catch for 2 yards. And again, Ashlock was 8 for 13 for a total of 62 yards and did have that INT return for a touchdown. Rushing, Ogletree, 8 carries for 18 yards in his last game as a Bulldog. Alec Kerr had 5 carries for 43 yards, including a 39-yard touchdown. Carson Sharp had 2 carries for 10 yards. Markham had 3 carries for 40 yards, including a 21-yard score. And Keaton Arms, a freshman, came in on his first 2 carries, had 11 yards, Daniel, before the injury. Jake Ashlock finished with 5 carries for 8 yards on the night. Defensively, Colin Dotson had 1 tackle. Sharp had 3. Markham had 2. Keaton Arms had 2. Jimmy Burchett had 2. Bryson Burchett had 4 tonight, played well on the outside. Wade Coons had another good outing with 3. The senior Wesley Walker finished his career with 2 tackles tonight. Dalton Goad had 3, one of those for loss. Senior Wyatt Burks, the leading tackler for this Bulldog team, had 2 tonight. Junior John Copeland finished with 2. And big John Maynard, the senior, came in and had 1 stop tonight. Leading the way again, though. A lot of categories, Daniel, and including on the defensive side, and that's the freshman, Alec Kerr. He had 8 tackles tonight coming up from his safety position.
Yeah, you know, you talk about safety getting a lot of stops, and you think of big plays downfield. He makes so many of those closer to the line of scrimmage than you anticipate a safety making. Let's go ahead and do the TDS top performer from tonight's game. It is brought to us by TDS Disposal, who serves all of Clay County's waste management needs. Going to go ahead and go with really the only appropriate selection for this tonight. Going to go with the Clay County seniors. John Maynard, Wesley Huff, Matt White, Peyton Van Dyne, Will Ogletree, Wesley Walker, Wyatt Burks, Jake Ashaw. Did I miss any? I think that's all of them. You talked about we didn't quit in this game, and I agree. We didn't quit all year, got down 21-0 over at White County earlier in the year, or whatever it was, didn't quit. I credit that to those seniors. They set the tone in those regards. We talk about the talent of the freshmen, how great they are, and they are. They are, 100%. But so often, locker room chemistry and locker room mentality and stuff set by those upperclassmen, and I think they fostered that. We can do this. Let's not stop. It's okay if we get down attitude. And I think as a whole group, you did interviews with each of them during our pregame shows all year, all 8 of those guys, all of them wonderful young men to listen to those interviews, and they all talked about the same type of thing. They wanted to please their coaches, please their teammates, just do whatever they needed to do to make the team more successful. And them spearheading that movement does make them that first squad, as you said earlier, to put Bulldog football a little bit back to where it's supposed to be with this 8-4 season.
No doubt, Daniel. And they made history all year long. You know, had a 5-0 start for the first time, and I don't know when. It seemed like everything was 20 years plus.
It was.
Two decades ago. Made the playoffs, you know, 3 years in a row now, these seniors have.
Right.
They've hosted the first ever playoff game at John Teeples Field.
Right.
They had the first 8-win season in a long time. So,
yeah.
Group is the one, Daniel. They're the one that's setting the standard for these freshmen, for these sophomores like Wade Coons and Carson Sharp and on down the way. And even the junior group. You know, there's some great players in all that group, but it's all about these senior players. And besides the leadership, Coach Johnson talked about it all year long. Besides that, they're pretty darn good football players. Jake Ashlock finishing as the second leading passer of all time.
Yep.
Touchdown leader. Will Ogletree getting close to 1,000 if he didn't break it. Wyatt Burks just missed your consistency with the tackles inside leading the team. And then Wesley Walker, coach calls him the unsung hero. Doesn't complain, doesn't do anything but his job.
Right.
Blocking, gobbling up blocks on the defensive line, that kind of thing. So those 4 They were the big four out of that group.
They were.
But it was all about the whole group.
Yeah, and the other four of Huff, Maynard, White, and Van Dyne, just the stability. You know, being there every day in practice, giving great practice reps, being used when they could be used in moments in the game. So just a wonderful group of eight seniors, and they are tonight's TDS top performers, and that is always brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Before we do our final budget pest control scoreboard update, we want to go ahead and announce that we will be covering Clay County boys and girls basketball this upcoming season. We will not be carrying any games until after the Christmas break. We'll carry 10 district contests down the district stretch. Those are always the ones that everybody are greatly interested in. WLIB likely to carry some Christmas tournaments and other things in there too, so we try to maximize the coverage between us and them for the fans that can't make it out. Coach Edwards has to be, I know, in Spencer early tomorrow morning for a scrimmage, so we're going to go ahead and kick it over to him, let him do this final update.
All right, guys, a few scores of not many finals. Watertown 35, Bledsoe 21 in the fourth quarter. Red Bank 21, Upperman 14 in the fourth quarter. So there were six minutes remaining in that game. Gordonsville 17, Whitwell 7 in the fourth quarter. Nolensville 33, Livingston Academy 0 in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Wait, say that, 43-0?
33.
So I know I picked Nolensville, but I didn't expect that. That's the first ever undefeated Hawkeye team during regular season play getting it put on.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, Greenback 56, Coalfield 16, that's a final. Trousdale 28, Tyner 7, that's a final. So it looks like next week that Trousdale-Watertown rematch is going to take place. Big game for them.
Watertown won the first meeting in regular season play, week two or three, I think it was. About a three-point difference.
I think same scenario as last season, I believe. Watertown won the first, then Trousdale ended up winning the playoff game. But
Trousdale's a
see what happens next
team.
Yep. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Buenas noches, roaches.
Ladies and gentlemen, final here tonight in the second round of the playoffs, South Pittsburgh 57. Clay County 13, Clay County wraps up their season at 8-4. For the pride of the Pirates, Terry Everett, our laptop liaison, Rob Edwards, and the clipboard commander, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.